best songs from the best artists like this. And this. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without room. And this. You're listening to Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word.
I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced, and on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it. You have shown it to me. You've shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, we cannot lose. How you play today, from this moment on, is how you will be remembered.
Legend that the eagle alone among animals can look directly into the sun. According to St. Augustine, the sun invigorates the eyes of eagles, but injures our own. Today, the Vinemont Eagles were looking into the sun as they soared into Rogersville, preparing to take on Lauderdale County. It's the first round of the state playoffs, and it's been 21 years since Vinemont tasted victory in the first round. But there's anticipation in the air tonight that this is the year. This is what you work all year to play for. This is the second season. This is the state playoffs. And this is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Steiger Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Hello again, everybody. Tommy Warhurst on a chilly night from Rogersville, Alabama, on the banks of the Tennessee River at Lauderdale County High School at Robert Carl Grisham Stadium, getting set for the first round of the 3A High School State Playoffs as the Vinemont Eagles soar into town to take on the Tigers from Lauderdale County. Vinemont finished the season 5-5, number 3 in the region. This is their second playoff appearance under head coach Alan Scott. Their last appearance was in 2012 right here at Robert Carl Grisham Stadium against Lauderdale County, and Lauderdale County knocked off Vinemont 2 years ago, 49-6. Lauderdale County comes into tonight's game 8-2. They finished number 2 in their region and ranked number 8 in the state rankings. Since 2010, the Tigers have played in the second round twice, the quarterfinals and the semifinals once, losing every single time to Madison Academy, who is now a region foe for Lauderdale County. Vinemont comes in averaging 27 points per game, but Lauderdale County only gives up 9.6 points per game. Something's got to give tonight, and for more on that and for more on the history of the atmosphere that we've got tonight, time to bring in my partner, Jason Coretti. And Jason, we have got an electric atmosphere for football tonight.
Electric, cold, smoky. There's a lot of adjectives we could use, but as the band progresses in front of us here as they take their place across the field, give you a little backstory on what kind of game we do have here. A little story, I would say. Waterboy turned head coach. That's the theme behind the story of head coach Bob Grisham. A coaching history of 16 years, with the last 6 right here at Lauderdale County. His dad, Earl Grisham Sr., he was the head coach here for 25 years, dating all the way back to their first team in 1966. Coach Grissom grew up watching his dad roam the sidelines here at Lauderdale County, even serving as a water boy for his dad, admiring and gaining a love for the game. when the opportunity to come home, so to speak, Coach Grissom, he jumped at the opportunity to coach where his father enjoyed so much success. Coach Bob Grissom now heads the Tigers on the field tonight that is so appropriately named Robert Earl Grissom Stadium. Tonight's game between the Tigers and Eagles will be, like Tommy said, the second meeting of these schools, with Lauderdale County winning in a first-round playoff game 2 years ago, 49-6. Lauderdale County boasts an 8-2 record coming in tonight with a 6-1 record in 3A Region 8, finishing second behind 7-0 Madison County. Vinemont comes in 6-5 overall with a 4-2 record in 3A Region 5. Lauderdale County runs a spread-out offense and uses a lot of zone read and play action to really open it up, averaging about 35.6 points per game. While the defense, it's as stingy as they come. They've only let opposing opponents score more than 7 points two times, and that is the two losses they have, once to Perry and then the other one to Madison County. They only average 9.6 points per game, this defense does. Lauderdale County will be getting they'll be regaining the service of number 88 tight end Zach Davis, who is just back from an appendectomy surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could be here, you'd see it. This kid is a beast. 6'7", 270 pounds, and the Tigers are glad he's back. I tell you, we walked past him when he was coming out of the locker room for pregame, and Tommy and I, we're not small guys, but when you have to look up to see this kid, man, he's huge. See what he does on the field here tonight. Vinemont, they'll be playing the same grind it out, run it down your throat game that Coach Alan Scott brings to the field every Friday night. They're averaging 28.4 points per game behind a bruising running attack. And the Eagles tonight, unfortunately, they will be out without John Michael Dye, as his season is over with a fractured hip. So expect to see a lot of work by quarterback Garrett Boland, running backs Bo Wright and Randall Guthrie tonight to try to get out of Rogersville with a first-round playoff win. Going to be a cold one here tonight, as the temps will be in the mid to low 40s, possibly seeing some 30-degree action by the end of the game. Normally, that's not a factor for us in the booth, but being a visiting broadcast team, we're having to call it from the sidelines tonight. We're set up in the bleachers about the 50-yard line right in here in the mix of the crowd. So we got a great game and plenty of much more action, including other scores from this playoff Friday and all the action from around the SEC as I bring you the SEC preview at the half. Get ready for the Eagles and the Tigers right here on Friday Night Live.
It's coming up, and coming up next, we'll talk with Vinemont Eagles head coach Alan Scott. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Alan Scott, head coach of the Vinemont Eagles, joins me now. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to visit with me.
I appreciate it, Tommy, and thank you guys for everything y'all do.
Kind of hard to believe that we're sitting here about to start the second season. Right. The first season has come to an end. From spring practice to fall practice to the regular season kind of flew by. Take a moment and reflect on the first 10 games of the season.
Well, like you said, when you start looking back on it, it's quite a journey. You know, I think we started off very well this year. I think our guys were very confident. We hit a run of a couple losses there in the middle. We had some unfortunate injuries, I think, that probably, you know, contributed some of our struggles, especially offensively. And but, you know, toward the end of the year right there, we came on again and I think won three out of the last four and really had a shot, you know, against Fairview on Friday to finish the last four with wins. And so I feel like we're playing good, solid football right now. And, you know, it's been a very, very rewarding year for our kids.
You've got 10 guys on your football team who I know are special to you. Mm-hmm. Your 10 seniors. Talk a little bit about those 10 guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is my fourth year as a head coach. Those guys were ninth graders. So this is my first class that's come all 4 years with me through the program. Just outstanding young men, good leaders, you know, guys that you can depend on, and really hard working in the weight room and on the football field. And so just very pleased with what we've got from them over the last 4 years, and how we've been able to see them grow and mature, both as football players and as just as young men, you know.
We get a chance to kind of reset now. You mentioned earlier, had some wins, had some losses. All that's behind us now.
Right.
We start over. Everybody starts with a fresh playing field. And Bob Grisham's Lauderdale County Tigers, they finished as runner-up in their region. They were 8-2. They kind of had to adapt their offense this year to their personnel. Normally, Coach Grisham said they were a veer team, but now they've kind of changed to the read option due to some injuries earlier in the season. The offense averages 35 points a game, but more impressive to me has been their defense. They've only given up more than 7 points twice, and that was in their two losses. Tell me your assessment of the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Yeah, when you pop in the tape, the first thing you recognize, and again, this is a team that we played 2 years ago, so we're pretty familiar with them, and both times that we've matched up with them, when you look at the tape, their defense absolutely gets after you. They play a stack, a 5-3 type defense, and they come after the football. And, you know, talking with Coach Grisham, they pride themselves on that. That community is very deep in tradition. They love football. It's a close-knit community, and those kids really play hard for him and play hard for that community. And but, yeah, that defense is – I mean, they're absolutely lights out almost every week.
He said – he told me, he said, they're just good old country boys. You don't have to tell them to go hit nobody. They want to go hit them.
That's it. You know, you can tell they love that part of the game. I was talking to our guys even about their kickoff coverage. You know, most high school teams, especially in 3A, we don't have a large staff. We don't have somebody that's, you know, a special teams coach. But you can really tell that those kids up there, whether they have one or not, they absolutely want to get after the football. And they just, I mean, it's like you said, they love to play, and they play well together. And you can tell it's just a good quality ball team.
Yeah. You mentioned you worked through some injuries earlier in the season. How are the Eagles health-wise now?
I would say that we are, you know, 99% good right now, which is very fortunate. You know, at this point in the year, it's like me and my trainer were talking about yesterday, there's not a team in the state that can't say that, you know, we don't have one or two guys that are dinged up or banged up or maybe can't go. But, you know, overall, I'm very pleased with how our kids have withstood the season, and especially after a year like last year. So,
What are the keys to winning for Vinemont?
I think, number one, we need something good to happen to us early. I think confidence goes a long way with kids these days. When we come out of the gate and we're able to put the ball in the end zone and or get a stop on defense, I think it just really solidifies the fact that we can play with them. You know, we went up there a couple years ago, and it was just Lauderdale County was 14-0 right before the half, and I thought we were playing pretty well. I actually had a drive on them there, and the wheels kind of fell off in the second half. But, you know, I feel like, again, that we need something good to happen early. We have got to be able to move the football. Like we said on that defense, you're not going to get big plays. You're going to have to earn every yard, and you're going to have to be happy with 3 yards. And just moving the chains, moving the clock. And then when we're on defense, you know, they're big, they're physical. We've got to tackle. We've got to get in there and wrap them up and team tackle on some really good running backs. So I think if we can do those things and, you know, protect the football and hopefully get a turnover or two, maybe things can go our way.
Maybe so. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Robert Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School for Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti getting set for kickoff, and time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the Lauderdale County Tigers under the head coach of Bob Grisham in his sixth year. They were 8-2 on the season. Coach Grisham is 54-17 at Lauderdale County. On the offensive line, 6'1", 240 pounds, and a senior, number 75, is Brett Palmer. At left guard, 5'10", 275 pounds, and a sophomore, number 77, Grayson Thornton. At center, 6'3", 215 pounds, and a senior, number 60, is Jesse Dyson. The right guard, 5'9", 255 pounds, and a junior, number 66, is Eli White. At right tackle, 6'1", 255 pounds, and a junior, number 55, Jordan Mangrum. The tight end, 6'7", 240 pounds, and a senior, number 88, is Zach Davis. The flanker, 6', 190 pounds, and a senior, number 11, is Billy Grimmett. The split end, 5'8", 210 pounds, and a senior, number 32, is Aaron Cornelius. In the backfield, the halfbacks, 6', 155 pounds, and a junior, number 2, is John Trousdale. The other running back, 5'10", 160 pounds, and a senior, number 27, is Zach Simbeck. And the quarterback for the Lauderdale County Tigers, 5'10", 150 pounds, and a senior. Number 14 is Noah Bishop. Now, your starting lineup for the Vinemont Eagles under head coach Alan Scott. In his fourth season, the Eagles were 5-5. This season, Coach Scott is 18-22, leading the Vinemont Eagles. On the offensive line, 6', 198 pounds, and a sophomore. Number 78, Jathan Blanton. 6', 256 pounds, and a senior. Number 65 is Hunter Rusk. 5'11", 178 pounds, and a senior. Number 71 is Matthew Weems. 5'6", 205 pounds, and a senior. Number 70 is Mason Lindsay. Also on the offensive line, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a senior. Number 76 is Adam Millwood. The tight end, 6', 160 pounds, and a senior. Number 85 is Nicholas Jarrett. The flanker, 5'9", 165 pounds, and a freshman, number 1, Gage Bailey. In the backfield, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a senior. Number 14 is Randall Guthrie. Also at the running back spot, 5'10", 187 pounds, and a senior. Number 25, Bo Wright. And the quarterback for the Vinemont Eagles, 5'11", 145 pounds, and a sophomore. Number 3 is Garrett Boland.
That's a mouthful, Tommy. I say it that is. Every week. Think you can repeat that without reading your notes? The teams are making their way out for the coin toss and the handshake. Got number 82 for Vinemont. That's Blake Melton. Number 76, Adam Millwood. Number 25, Bo Wright. And number 14, Trey Guthrie. Vinemont wearing their all-white uniforms tonight. Red letters, red helmets with a white stripe with a V on the side. And looks like Lauderdale County, they're wearing their maroon home jerseys with white lettering, gray pants, and maroon helmets with a white stripe. I believe it's a tiger paw on the side. I can't really tell, but a little bit thrown off tonight. You got the Tigers and the Eagles going at it. You almost feel like we're at an Auburn game.
Yeah.
Talking about all the Tigers and Eagles all night long.
Yeah. A good crowd out here tonight at Rogersville, too. It is a cold night for football. We're glad you're here with us tonight on Live 95. If you know someone who wants to listen to the ball game and they may not know about our broadcast on Live 95, Tune in locally in Coleman on Live 95.5 FM or wherever they are around the world. They can listen in via the TuneIn radio app. Just search for WRJMLP Coleman. And also, you can stream the broadcast online at www.live95coleman.com. And even if you want to listen to the ball game again, probably about an hour after broadcast tonight, we'll have it available on demand on the radio station website. You can listen to it tonight, tomorrow, or next week, or anytime you get a fancy to come back and check out the Tigers and the Eagles. Just go to www.live95coleman.com, click shows on demand, find the ball game you want to listen to, and it's all right there for you.
First thing I do when I get home after the game, I like to listen to it so I can make fun of Tommy.
Yeah. There's plenty of that to do.
It's always good to go back and critique yourself, and it looks like the coin has been flipped, and looks like Lauderdale County will be receiving. They won the toss, elected to receive. They want the ball first to get this wide-open offense out onto the field and see if they can put some points on the board early. But I have a feeling the Vimont Eagles defense has got a little something to say about that tonight, Tommy, as they travel very well tonight. We're, like I said, a great crowd because we're part of it tonight.
That's true.
You know, we're sitting right here at the 50-yard line, set up in the bleachers. First time this season we've had to do that, but it's definitely a different atmosphere. It's gonna be loud. I can promise you that. They've been handing out shakers with rocks in them, it sounds like. So you'll hear a maraca band going off here just a little bit. But
we used to have those back in the day over at Amiana, the old washing powder, and put about a dozen DBs in those, and you talk about making some noise now. That'll make some noise. The Lauderdale County Tigers are taking the football field, getting set for this, the first round playoff game of the 3A state playoffs here on Live 95.
Playoffs?
Did you say playoffs?
I can never resist it. It's too much fun. Yeah, the first round playoffs, we're going to be bringing you some scores tonight as we were able to bring along a laptop, so I'll try to keep you updated on as many important playoff scores across the state of Alabama as the first round gets underway tonight. A lot of these teams really, really wanting to go to that second round, but somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, and whoever wins plays football next week. Whoever loses, well, there's always basketball.
And for the Vimont Eagles, it's been 21 years since they advanced past the first round of the state playoffs, but I tell you, there's a different air in the atmosphere tonight. They're thinking that this could be their season. We're glad you're with us for Friday Night Live here on Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. Tommy Borders alongside Jason Coretti getting set to kick this one off.
Everybody getting set. The bands are set. The cheerleaders are out. The hamburgers smell delicious across the way, by the way. This is a 4D broadcast tonight. I'll keep you up to date on what the grill's doing. That's why it's so smoky here tonight. It looks like something's on fire, but they've got like a tractor-trailer truck over there cooking hot dogs and hamburgers.
And I tell you, the smoke from those are just kind of hovering just above the field, and the smell of that and the look of it, this is what high school athletics is all about.
Yeah, the coaches asked the players tonight, guys, are you hungry? They said, yeah, because we keep smoking hamburgers. They're getting the ball ready to get put some toe to leather out here and get this first round playoff action underway.
Stephen Melton has it teed up for the Vimont Eagles at the 40-yard line. He tees it up to the near hash. The Vimont Eagles will be working right to left. Lauderdale County will be moving left to right here in the opening quarter as you listen. First round of the 3A state playoffs on Live 95. Stephen Melton set to put this one in the air. It's a high kick trying to catch Lauderdale County off guard, and Lauderdale County not fooled on that one. They call for a fair catch at the 45-yard line, just a straight-up high pooch kick, but I think we've got a flag back around the 35-yard line.
It's an odd place for a flag on a kickoff, but nevertheless, Melton that time, number 82, he checks in. He's a senior, and he checks in at 6'3", 255 pounds.
And in some of the games we've seen this season, Jason, on a kickoff, you've got guys running away from the kickoff. You talk about a good coach football team. As soon as that kickoff went high into the air, the Lauderdale County defender, and that was number 33 out there, that's Devontae Fuqua. Fuqua immediately called for a fair catch.
Yeah, I noticed that coaching. He put the hands in the air and, you know, get back, let the man catch the football and see what he can do. He's just lucky he caught it because he had a bunch of Vimont defenders barreling in around him pretty quickly.
So Lauderdale County is going to take the football. Now, actually, it looks like they're going to make them kick it again.
Yeah, they got John Trousdale, Jr., 6'1", 168, back deep. And he's the lone back.
They would have had great field position right about the 41-yard line.
Let's see if Coach Alan Scott's decision on this kickoff. They're going to move them back 5 yards here, and they'll be kicking off, I'm sorry, from the 35-yard line. Decides to put this one deep. He tries to kick one up into orbit and let it come back down around this first wave of defenders here for the Fort Lauderdale. I knew I was going to do it. I've been thinking about that all day. The Lauderdale
kick. It'd be a little bit warmer there
tonight.
Yeah,
it'd be warmer in Fort Lauderdale, that's for sure.
So we'll try this one again. Melton tees it up at the 35-yard line now. As John Trousdale moves up and stands on his own 12-yard line. All the anticipation for the first kickoff. The crowd was up and into it, and we had a penalty. Now we're going to do it all over again. Officials get it set. Shakers and pom-poms in the air, and Steve Melton set to approach the football. Get this first round 3A state playoff game underway, and Melton will. He'll kick this one deep down the near sideline. Taken by Lauderdale County at the 25. Run back to the 30. 35. Pull to the 40. Out to the 41. 43. Running all the way out to the 44-yard line is Lauderdale County. A good return that time at number 27. That's Zach Simbeck.
Yeah, Zach Simbeck. He's a senior. He's 5'10", 160. And got another flag on the field. I don't know if that's going to be a block in the back or a hold. But it looks like they're going to mark it off. I believe they're going to mark off a block in the back. Be 10 yards back. They'll set up first and 10 from the 36-yard line. They're heading left to right as you listen here. At home, actually, they're going to back them up even further. It's a spot foul. So that's outside the 26-yard line. Defense gets ready to shore up and try to stop this high-powered offense of Lauderdale County.
They run a spread zone read offense. Noah Bishop brings them to the line of scrimmage. Lauderdale County working left to right here in the open quarter. He hands it off to 27 Simbeck, and Simbeck picks up about 8 yards all the way up to right about the 34, maybe the 37-yard line.
Yeah, nothing fancy that time. Bishop just turns and hands it off to Simbeck. He took it off right tackle, came to the near sideline, about the numbers, cut it upfield, made a few good moves there, able to fall forward. We got second down and about 8 yards here. Good first down yardage that time for the Lauderdale County Tigers.
They spot the ball down on 33 yards of the field, so we are not able to see the six and the spotting as good as we normally do. It's second down and 2 for Lauderdale County. Bishop wants to throw, rolls to the far side. He's in trouble. Now he's going to tuck it, and the Eagles, and they knock him down for about a 2-yard loss back at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, the time he got flushed out of the pocket. Good pursuit over on the far side. And Melton, number 82, he came in to clean that up. He wrapped Bishop up and dropped him to the turf. It's kind of set about 3rd down and 5. I think he lost about 3 yards that time.
That's what it sounds like when you drop a heater on the bleachers.
We're just hoping somebody with a heater sits closer to us. Maybe right here in between us.
3rd down and 6 for Lauderdale County now from their own 30-yard line. Handed in the middle to Simbeck. Behind the line of scrimmage. What a stop by the Piedmont Eagle.
Good penetration that time. It's number 74. They would get up the field and wrap up. Number 27, Simbeck, dropped him for another loss, or failed to gain, actually. And it's going to bring up 4th down. And start the game. It's looking good, so it looks like they're going to punt this ball away deep. Number, is that 25?
That'll be 25. That'll be Bo Wright back to receive the punt. One thing Coach Alan Scott mentioned in his pregame, we need something good to happen early. We need something good to happen to give these guys some confidence. You put the Lauderdale County Tigers in 3 and out on their first possession, that's something good for the Piedmont Eagles. A high spiraling kick from Lauderdale County. Caught by Bo Wright and then fumbled at the 46-yard line. He went right through his hands and down to the turf, and this one's going to be a scramble to see who's got the football, Jason.
Yeah, they're wrestling around at the bottom of the pile, but I believe Lauderdale County did come up with the football, as it appears that number 37 for Lauderdale County. That's Carmen Blue, a junior, 6'1", 35. He was just in the right place. And Tommy, you said he needed something good to happen. That's not what the Vinemont Eagles needed to happen here to start this game. You know, they came out on defense, and how do you win a fight against a bigger opponent? The 8-2 Lauderdale County Tiger. It's a 6-5. Punch him in the mouth first.
And that's the Vinemont Eagles. Turn it over. He's all the way down to about 37-yard line, a good 14-yard scamper for Zach Zimbeck.
Yeah, Zimbeck, he just went off right tackle again, cut it back up in the linebacker and right down the middle field, and just lumbered forward there, picks up a first down. Over here. In the first quarter, the game just getting underway.
First and 10, Lauderdale County now. Football just inside the Vinemont Eagle 35-yard line. We'll call it the 34. And a
number six, Eli White. He kind of leaned back in his stance, but now they're going to say it was on Vinemont. Didn't see anything happen there, but we'll see.
Lined up in the neutral zone, perhaps?
Yeah, but he didn't snap the ball yet. I don't get it. Either way.
So it's first and 5 for Lauderdale County. You don't have to give these guys free yardage. They're good enough to get it on their own. On first and 5, Simbeck again. No, it's a fake to Simbeck and a toss on the outside here to Trousdale. Complete. He's got a Lauderdale County first down and more. Spinning inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Just a good fake to Simbeck. And a pitch and catch from Bishop to Trousdale has another Tiger first down.
He faked the handoff to Zimbeck. Then Noah Bishop took like he was going to run that zone read and come around the end. And before he got to the line of scrimmage, he pitched the ball out to number 2, Trousdale. And he was able to pick up a first down. There's inside the 20-yard line. They're all the way down to the 16-yard line.
And just like that, the Eagles go from holding the Tigers on 3 and out, getting the football in good field position, and they bobble the punt and give Lauderdale County the ball at their own 45, and here they are to 14. First and 10, Tigers. Handoff to Simbeck up the middle. He's got a big hole running near the goal line. No signal yet. Yes, signal now. Touchdown, Tigers.
16-yard touchdown run that time by Zimbeck. He just took the ball, went straight up the middle of the field, and fell forward for a Lauderdale County touchdown here with 8:30 to go. In the first, nothing fancy about that. He just took the ball from the quarterback and was able to put it in the end zone to get him up a 6-point lead here to start the game.
Gunnar Jones on to attempt the extra point for the Tigers. It's a rolling snap. They're going to have to scramble. They've caught fire trying to run for it, and it's going to be no good. So the Vinemont Eagles stop the extra point attempt. Clock is stopped with 8 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Your score, Lauderdale County 6 and the Vinemont Eagles nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Robert Carnock Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live. It's the 3A State Playoffs first round game, and the Vinemont Eagles trail Lauderdale County 0-6 now as Lauderdale County took the football first. Vinemont held them 3 and out. Lauderdale County punted to Vinemont. Vinemont bobbled that punt and gave Lauderdale County the ball back at their own 45-yard line. And it didn't take them long, Jason, to put that ball in the end zone.
Yeah, you see this offense out here on the field tonight. You understand why they average 35.6 points per game. They're pretty stingy on defense, too. So let's see how they react to the Vinemont offense as they take the field for the first time after the kickoff here. Looks like we got back deep to receive. Is that number 28? No, that's not 28. John Michael Dye is sitting up in the stands with us. Number 3 back to receive that time. That's Garrett Bowen, the quarterback. And he's a speedster, so if he gets a hold of it and gets an open hole here, he can take the ball all the way to the house.
A high kickoff taken by Boland at the 5. Back to the 10, 15, hole, out to the 20, and all the way out to the 22-yard line.
Straight up.
Garrett Boland.
He just ran straight up the field, ran into a host of Lauderdale County Tigers that time. And I think that's a decent yard. He took the ball inside the 5-yard line. It was a great kickoff. And Boland would get them out past the 20-yard line where they'll start. 1st and 10 as they move left to right here as you listen with 8:25 to go in the first quarter.
Garrett Boland calling the signals for the Vinemont Eagles. He's got Bo Wright and Randall Guthrie in the backfield.
Some issue with the play clock or something. Taking their time. Play clock down to 10 as they finally get ready to snap the football.
Could be a game strategy to use all the time you got, but the play clock is stopped. 1st and 10, Vinemont now. Boland wants to throw, rolls to the far side. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. He's all the way back, it looks like. Again, we apologize for the angle, but it looks like he's going to be sacked back right around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, going to be inside the 15-yard line. They're going to throw a flag for intentional grounding, so it'll be the spot foul with a loss of down. And there was no receiver in the neighborhood there when he tried to escape and get rid of the football and just threw the ball down to the ground. We got a little bit of an issue out there, but it's going to make a second down and forever here. So they mark this off. We'll let you know where they're going to get the ball to start the second down here.
So a long delay. It's going to be second down and a long way to go for Vinemont. The football is all the way back to right about the 9-yard line. On second down, Boland on a quarterback keeper running off left tackle, and he gets across the line of scrimmage. Wrapped up right there.
Yeah, he picked up maybe a couple. It's going to be third down and about 25 yards. This is not the direction that Vinemont Eagles is going to be moving in right now. They did a very good job the first drive on defense, but the offense sputtered a little bit here early in the game. Let's see if Coach Scott can get something turned around and get these guys moving in the right directions, get these chains moving, and keep this potent Lauderdale County Tiger offense off the field for a little while.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, 2 drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known
Robert
for.
Carl Grisham
you can
Stadium
make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0400.
It is still 6-0. Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. Lauderdale County's got the football at the Vinemont 30-yard line, third down and 9. On third down and 9, inside run for the first down and running all the way down to about the 25-yard line. All the Tigers, that's good enough for a Tiger first down, it looks like, Jason.
Yeah, it's going to be first. No, they're going to mark it fourth down, but they're deep inside Vinemont territory, so they will probably attempt to go for this. And like Tommy said, apologize for the technical difficulties. We were trying to get that straightened out. And now that we have, we're back. So glad you hung in there with us while we got it straightened out. Technology's great only when it works.
And you get technology out in the elements of the atmosphere, and you've got dew and you've got cold weather, and it'll kind of do its own thing. So inside handoff to Simbeck again, leaping over his offensive line and diving forward. He's going to have the first down all the way down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, just good hard running that time by Simbeck as he just fell in behind the big guys up front. Motored his way down for a first down. They're going to be, they're inside the 20-yard line. They're down to the 15. Like Tommy says, apologize for the odd angle. We're in a real short bleacher here, and you can't see the numbers very well, not to mention they're not very big numbers on this field as you would see back home, but, you know, what can you ask for? We're traveling.
Glad to be here. The hospitality from Lauderdale County has been outstanding, so our thanks to the folks here for the hospitality for us.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that earlier. This is some of the nicest faculty and staff and coaching staff and just everybody you meet. They're just friendly folks up here. Got the chance to speak to the coach before the game, Coach Bob Grisham, and I had a chance to meet with Alan Scott, the Vinemont Eagles head coach, for a few minutes. And the only person I'm glad or wish we had met that we didn't get to meet is the people that work in that concession stand over there. They didn't open up in time for us to get something to eat before the ball game, and I was a little disappointed.
And I didn't see anything that said, phone your orders in, we'll deliver them right to the visiting stand. Right?
Now, the assistant principal did say, if y'all need anything, just let me know. I wish we'd have made sure we could contact her for some snacks up here in the stands.
First and 5 for Lauderdale County now. 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. And on that first down snap count, looks like the Vinemont Eagles jumped offside, so that may give Lauderdale County an automatic first down.
It will. The penalty before that was offside. I thought it was false start by the offense, but both of them have been offsides by the defense here, and that's a free first down inside right about the 5-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal with 4:05 to go here in the first as the Tigers lead the Eagles 6-0 already. And this offense, when they get rolling, it's hard to get them to stop, Tommy.
And so far, the things Alan Scott said, kind of the keys to victory for him, having things go good early, started out that way, and then it kind of went downhill for a little bit, and we'll see if Feinmont can regroup now. On first and goal, Simbeck takes a handoff. He's going to scamper into the end zone on the far sideline, untouched. Touchdown, Tigers.
Simbeck just went right off the end on the far side and was able to get a 5-yard touchdown run into the end zone where we stand now. It's 12-0. See what they do if they decide to go to 2 to knock this thing back up to 14, or if they just elect to kick the extra point and go up 13. Looks like they've got the same offense on the field and don't see the kicker coming out. Zimbeck will line up in the backfield this time, so they are going to go for 2.
The first extra point attempt for Lauderdale County. The snap rolled on the turf, and they had to fire out of there and try to go for 2, and Vinemont stopped them. So here they're going to line up to go for 2 now. Bishop in the shotgun, and we've got a false start on the offensive line for Lauderdale County, so that'll back them up 5 yards and help the Eagles out a little bit.
And they'll back them up. That'll be just inside the 10-yard line at the 8-yard line where they'll line up. And as we mentioned before, got big old number 88 out there for Lauderdale County.
Big Zach Davis.
7'260", and he stands out. He's a helmet taller than anybody on the field.
So the 2-point conversion now from the 7-yard line. Bishop from the shotgun wants to throw, looks to the far sideline, fires, and there's a flag in the end zone. The receiver kind of tripped and fell, and it looks like they're going to try to say Ori Woods may have pushed him down in the end zone. Again, a bad angle, but I don't know that Woods was close enough to push him down, but we'll see how the official calls.
I didn't see what happened, Tommy. I'm trying to fumble around and get us a signal here on this side to get us a monitor. For some reason, it's not working. Like I said, technology is a wonderful thing until it doesn't work when you need it to.
The call is offensive pass interference. The attempt is no good. So with 3:38 left to go in the first quarter, Lauderdale County has taken a 12-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. We'll take an opportunity to tell you about a special program we've got here on Live 95, talking about public affairs, discussing city issues, county issues, state and national issues. It's called This Week Live. It airs Monday nights from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95 with your hosts Jay Fuller and Melissa Sylvie. They'll take your phone calls as well and talk about different public affairs issues. That's every Monday night from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live from Rogersville, Alabama, on the banks of the Tennessee River, the first round of the 3A state playoffs, as the Lauderdale County Tigers have a 12-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. Lauderdale County set to kick it away now. Gunnar Jones will tee it up at his own 40-yard line. Garrett Boland back to receive, standing back right about his own 5. A good kickoff. You talk about a good kickoff team. This Lauderdale County Tiger team has it. Boland runs back out to the 20 and all the way out to the 25-yard line, just straight ahead, Jason, running straight up the field.
It's just an identical play as the last kickoff. Boland just puts his head down and runs hard down the middle of the field and able to get him out to the 25-yard line. That's where the Vinemont Eagles will take over, see if they can get something going this offensive series, try to get some points on the board, maybe a little ball control this time, Tommy, and let their defense kind of get their breath about them when they go 3-and-out the first series, and then the defense has to come right back out and try to play with this high-powered offense that Lauderdale County brings to the field. And sometimes you can just get a little gas because a lot of these guys, they play both ways. You got offensive and defensive players, so they're getting no rest right now.
First and 10 for Vinemont now from their own 25, slot to the near side. Boland in the shotgun, hands it off to Bo Ride, running straight ahead, running behind Mason Lindsay and Adam Millwood on that offensive line. And he picks up, looks like maybe about 2 yards up to about the 27-yard line.
And Bo Wright just went off right tackle. that Alan Scott offense that you're so used to seeing every Friday night. They just line it up, run it down your throat, and if you can stop us, stop us. If you can't, we're going to score on you. But right now, Lauderdale County's defense doing a good job of holding these guys up.
Second down and 8 for Vinemont now from their own 27-yard line. Hard snap count from Garrett Bolden. It looks like it may have worked. A couple of Tigers jump.
Yeah, number 33, Devontae Fuqua on the far side. He got a little antsy. Bolden barked a little loud, and Fuqua wanted to come across the line a little too early. So they're going to back him up 5 yards, and that'll be make it a little bit more manageable here on second down for this Eagles offense.
Second down, and we'll call it 4 for Vinemont now. They push the football out to right about the 31-yard line. Vinemont trails Lauderdale County 0-12. We've got 2:50 left in the opening quarter in this first round 3A state playoff game from Rogersville, Alabama, on the campus of Lauderdale County High School. Bolin from the shotgun rolls to the near side, wants to throw, fires in and out of the hands of Bo Wright, who had first down yardage, just unable to bring that one in.
A ball thrown just a little bit behind him, but Wright got his hands up, and I don't know if his hands are as cold as mine. That might be why he didn't catch the ball. I'm having a hard time holding my board here.
Pass ball's incomplete, so it'll bring up 3rd down and 4 for Vinemont now. Ball resting on their own 31-yard line. Vinemont working from right to left here in the opening quarter. Incomplete pass has the clock stopped at 2:37. It's 12-0 Lauderdale County. From the shotgun now, Bolden. A slot to the near side. Bo Wright, the one back behind him. Bolden wants to throw again. Fires on the near sideline, looking for Guthrie. And just a little bit too high. This field, as Jason mentioned before, we were walking the field earlier tonight, has a pretty good crown on it. And that pass there, pretty obvious, it just went a little high.
Yeah, if you're standing on this sideline over here, and you look across, all you can see is about waist up of the guys across the way. It's got a pretty good crown in it. And you throw from the middle of the field, you've got to actually kind of throw down, because it's probably a good 2 or 3 feet crest across this field. So just a ball a little bit high. Crowd wanted a little bit of pass interference, but I think the ball was uncatchable. Regardless, that's why the ref didn't drop a flag.
4th down and 4. Vinemont goes into punt formation. Melton hits this one. It is sky high. End over end. Hits at the 40. Picked up at the 37-yard line and tackled right there on the spot. Good coverage from Randall Guthrie. Also, another Vinemont Eagle in there making a lick on him was number 32. That's Deke Wright.
Yeah, Deke Wright, he laid the lick there. Actually, what number 14 right there, Noah Bishop, did was illegal and should have been flagged. He called for a fair catch. Then he caught it and attempted to run with it. I mean, he had his hand up. He was waving for a fair catch, and then he took off running with the ball. I don't know why, if there's a little home cooking going on, but we should have been a flag called. Nevertheless, they didn't, and the Tigers will take over. They're on 32-yard line, 1st and 10 with 2:18 to go in the first quarter.
From the shotgun, Noah Bishop has Simbeck beside him, hands it off to Simbeck, running straight up the middle, big hole, 45, 50, 45, 30, 25, 20, 15, nobody's going to catch him, touchdown, Noah Bishop. A 65-yard touchdown run. For Zach Zimbeck, right up the middle. His offensive line opened up a big hole. You got to give hats off to Palmer and Thornton, Dyson and White and Mangrum for opening up a large hole on that offensive line. Gave Zimbeck all kind of room to run to the end zone.
Yeah, Zimbeck, when he hit that hole, there was nobody there to tackle him, and it was just off to the races. And I'll just tell you, Zimbeck, he's quicker than advertised, because he was 5 yards ahead of the closest Eagle when he went into the end zone.
Gunner Jones on to attempt the extra point for Lauderdale County. And another flag on the play. This one's in the Eagle backfield. May have been too many guys on the football field as 2 Eagles run off, so that means they had 13 out there trying to block that extra point.
As good as this offense is, they ought to let them play with 13. Yeah, they're going to call illegal substitution.
Gunner Jones now set to attempt the extra point. And now timeout is taken by Lauderdale County. So I'm kind of unsure why they're taking timeout after that, unless they're going to try to go for 2, moving the football forward. So
Buddy, if you look at your program on Facebook.
It's always fun to do playoff football, Tommy. We get to do a little extra talking.
Yeah, the Alabama High School Athletic Association likes for us to promote good sportsmanship, and we do that during our broadcasts each and every playoff game. Win or lose, the name of the game is sportsmanship, and our educated high school athletics, the lesson learned on the court and in the field, is good sports or winners no matter what the score. Support high school athletics with good sportsmanship. This is a message from your Alabama High School Athletic Association. Clock has stopped with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It's 18-0 Lauderdale County as we await their extra point attempt after the 65-yard touchdown run by Zach Zimbeck.
Looks like they're bringing the offense back out on the field. They're going to go for two to try to make this a 20-point lead. They're up three touchdowns already. The first two extra point attempts have failed, but they're right on the goal line due to the penalty for illegal substitution.
Noah Bishop goes under center this time, hands it off straight ahead to his fullback. They're in the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. So with 2:05 left to go in the first quarter, your score, Lauderdale County 20 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Back at Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live as the Lauderdale County Tigers have taken a 20-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. And now Gunnar Jones set to kick it away. He's got it teed up at his own 40-yard line, and Garrett Boland stands back at his own 10. A high, wobbly kick. Bounces at the 10. Bolin runs away from it, but that's a live ball. He's got to pick it up, and he lets it crawl into the end zone. So kind of a scary touchback for Vinemont, but they'll get good field position.
Yeah, bad roll of the football there, and that would have been an absolute disaster for the Eagles here, as they're already trailing 20-0 here with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. They really can't give up any more points on offense, or this could get ugly real quick. As they came out on defense and stopped Lauderdale County, a three and out. Then they fumbled the punt, and it's been all Lauderdale County since that time. I don't know if it just got in these guys' heads, but they really need to wake up and play some football right now. Try to get out of here with a first-round playoff victory tonight.
On first and 10, Vinemont now from their own 20-yard line. Bolin from the shotgun has a slot to the far side. One receiver to the near side. He bobbles a snap. Now he's in trouble. He flushes to the near side, fires downfield, and in and out of the hands of a wide-open Bo Wright right about the 33-yard line. He was wide open, had about 13 yards to gain, but just couldn't haul it in.
He came on a crossing route from the other side of the field, and like Tommy said, he was wide open. He'd gotten behind a defender over here, went up to catch the football, and the ball just bounced right off his hands. Don't know if this cold weather's playing a factor in that tonight, or if it's just nerves, jitters, or what, but really should have caught that football and brought it down for a first down that time.
Second down and 10 for Vinemont now from their own 20-yard line. Minute 58 left in the opening quarter. It's 20-0, Lauderdale County. Bolin to throw again. He's got his tight end, Nicholas Jared, wide open. He fires, intercepted at the 30-yard line, running back to the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. Just stepping in front of the pass that time was number 37 for Lauderdale County. Is that Ballou?
Cameron Ballou, yes. Cameron Ballou just stepped in front of the ball. He got flushed out of the pocket, threw a errant pass, and there was two defenders there and only one receiver, and the defender one ends up with an interception here, and this could be disastrous right now as they have got the football inside the 30-yard line of Vinemont.
Garrett Bolin couldn't see him, but he had his tight end, Nicholas Jared, wide open. He fumbled it?
He fumbled it. When he returned it over there, he fumbled it, and Vinemont's got it back first and 10.
So what a good turnover that time.
Yeah, we're over here jabbering. Didn't even see what happened.
Didn't see the fumble, but Mr. Ballou put it back on the turf. But on that play, you had Nicholas Jarrett jumping up and down, waving his arms wide open about the 30-yard line. And Boland just couldn't see him and threw across the middle. Ballou picked it up and then fumbled it. So the Vimont Eagles are back in business now. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Like I said, you never know what you're going to see in the playoffs.
From the shotgun, handoff to Bo Ride, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. This Lauderdale County Tiger defense just puts their paws on you and drags you down to the turf.
Yeah, they're building a wall up there. Vinemont's going to have to find some success throwing the football where they can mix in a little play action and kind of get this defense. Right now, they're just putting 8-9 guys in the box and just daring you to throw the football. Because they haven't completed a pass. The only pass that was completed was to Carmen Ballou. And they're going to have to do something to open up and get this defense to kind of spread it out a little bit more, give them some more room to run up front.
And normally they are a running offense, but a couple of weeks ago, Garrett Boland threw for 256 yards. He was 21 of 52 against Winston County, so they can put the ball in the air when they have to. Bo Ride again fumbles the football, and the Eagles fall back on it. Looks like Ori Woods was able to dive on it right about the 21-yard line. So really not much happening so far on this drive. It's third down now and about 13 for Vinemont, deep inside their own territory at their own, looks like about their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, that ball, he just put a helmet on the football, and it bounced up about 10 feet in the air and came back to the ground. I thought Lauderdale County had scooped it up, but nevertheless, number 14, Guthrie, comes up with it. It's going to be third down. Can't tell. Is that about 15 yards? He's right. standing at the yeah, it's third and 15 here. Play clock inside 10 seconds as the game clock down to 8 seconds.
Direct
play.
Direct snap to Bo Wright, kind of from the Wildcat formation. He squirts forward, picks up about 4 yards, and that will bring the first quarter to an end. After one quarter of play, your score, Lauderdale County 20 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Campus of Lauderdale County High School, second quarter just about set to get underway. Tommy first alongside Jason Ferretti on Friday Night Live. The Lauderdale County Tigers have a 20-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles.
Yeah, we talked about it being cold. It's 43 degrees out here, Tommy, but the amount of moisture that's in the air, you can't even see the computer screens out here because they got so much dew on them. And poor old Tommy brought all his notes, and they got so much dew on them and so much condensation.
You think you do good by sealing them up and putting a good cover over them, and then all of a sudden the cover fogs up and you can't even read them.
So. Hey, that's why I just brought plain old paper, baby.
On fourth down, Melton gets away a high knuckleball kick. It's going to be taken right about the 47-yard line. So once again, Lauderdale County will take over inside Vinemont territory, right about the Vinemont 45.
Yep, sitting right on the 45-yard line. Vinemont's defense really has got to come up with a stop here and get the ball back in the hands of this offense. Right now, they're having no success stopping the Tigers. See if they're able to do something now. You've got a group of young men out here right now. You got number 74. That's Levi Maddox. You got number 82, Blake Melton. Big fellas up here on this defensive line. They got two defensive ends that look like refrigerators out here. They're going to have to really squash this line down and get a few stops on offense. are on this offense.
Zimbeck running straight ahead for about 2 yards up to about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, he just took that ball and kind of a little bit of like an off tackle. He was running behind that right guard over there. Vinemont's defensive line closes the gap that time and just dropped him for a 2 yard gain. It's second down and 8 with 11:25 to go here in the second as the Tigers lead the Eagles 20-0.
Second down and 8 for Lauderdale County from the Vinemont Eagle 44 yard line. Bishop wants to throw, fires down the near sideline, looking for Trousdale, and Trousdale hauls it in, but he's just out of bounds, incomplete, right about the 21-yard line. Good coverage back in the backfield by the quarterback safety, Bolin.
Yeah, he was back there, and good coverage. Number two went up to catch the football. That's Trousdale, and it would have been a great, great reception had his feet not come down out of bounds. And the moans from the crowd, they looked like he was originally going to call it a completed pass, but you could see it all the way from even our angle that he was out of bounds. So that sets up third down and 8 as the Lauderdale Tigers trying to tack on some more points here, but the Vinemont Eagles defense shoring up just a little bit now, trying to stop them, force another punt here from the Lauderdale County Tigers.
On third down and 8, receiver split to either side. Bishop wants to throw again, fires down the near sideline for Grimmett. Leaping catch made at the 10 and runs into the end zone. Garrett Bolin had good coverage, but what a leaping grab by Billy Grimmett. He hauled that one in from high into the air and then just trotted into the end zone for the Tiger touchdown.
Yeah, number 11, Billy Grimmett, he went up and just took that ball out of the air. Bolin was back there, had good coverage, but Grimmett just a little bit bigger, able to get up higher, climb that ladder, and come down with a football. And 43-yard touchdown pass is the result. Billy Grimmett, well, he's not listed on the chart here, but he's a good 6'1", 6'2 player out there. Like I said, just went up and took the ball out of the air.
Gunnar Jones, extra point, is down and up, and it goes wide to the left. No good. So with 10:50 left in the first half, your score, Lauderdale County 26 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa trimmers and equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
So far tonight, Lauderdale County has proven to be hard to handle for these Vinemont Eagles. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti, Friday Night Live from Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School. The first round of the 3A High School State Playoffs, and it is 26-0, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont.
Yeah, this kind of quieted the crowd just a little bit. They're going to have to get fired up, get behind these guys, get these Vinemont players fired up.
Did you say bring a fire up?
It's the theme of the night. We went from waterboard, and we want some fire.
Gunnar Jones now kicks off deep, taken by Bolin at the goal line. 10, 15, 20. Breaking tackles to the 25. Coming up the near sideline to the 30 and run out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And a late hit out of bounds penalty to boot. So that's going to give Vinemont pretty good field position.
They had him by the face mask as well and hit him late out of bounds. So he went out of bounds at the 30-yard line. They're going to move him up 15 yards. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 45-yard line from the spot of the foul over here. As just a nasty play that time by the Lauderdale County Tigers. Not only hit him out of bounds, but hauled him down by his face mask, too. Give him back his wallet, guys. That was a mugging.
They're trying to determine what the penalty is going to be, and Coach Alan Scott is all in that huddle of the referees trying to figure out what they're going to call it, where they're going to place the ball. Will it be one penalty and a dead ball? The two, or is it going to be one penalty? We're going to wait and see what the call is from the official. Clock is stopped. 10:39 left in the first half. It's 26-0, Tigers over the Eagles.
I'm no official, but I would think they could give them the dead ball foul because the late hit out of bounds.
They actually called a penalty against I'm confused, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. They called a personal foul against Lauderdale County and a face mask against Vinemont. Nonetheless, Vinemont's got to get the football at their own 43-yard line. They'll start first and 10 from their own 43.
Yeah, kind of an odd thing because they were dragging him down by his face mask. Maybe the referees need to go see
Dr. Wayne Fuller.
Dr. Fuller.
Good vision is a must, especially for the referees.
I think I heard
for the rest of us, too.
I heard one of the fans down in the stands, they said, hey, Ren, get some glasses. So, you know, it's easier to call from the broadcast booth, but when you're up here in the stands, you hear all kind of good humor coming from some fans from time to time. So,
had to throw that in there, Jay. Garrett Bolden on a quarterback keeper can't get back to the line of scrimmage. He's knocked down right behind it. He'll actually lose about 2 yards as this defensive front from Lauderdale County, they are vicious. They're only giving up about 9.8 points per ball game. And in fact, they haven't given up more than 7 points in every ball game this season except for two. And those two ball games, they lost. So this is a very stingy, scrappy defensive bunch.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of big guys out there, too. You look across the field there, and they grow them big up here in Lauderdale County because I can tell you there's Brett Palmer, 75, 6'1", 260. Zach Davis, 6'7", 260. And number 49, I noticed him a while ago, Michael Shockley, he's 6'6", 210. And then Dagan Smith, he's 6'2", 230, 6'2", 220. Trevor Wood. I mean, you got a bunch of big guys up here, and they can lay the lumber when they have to. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rambling when we missed a play there, and there's a flag in the backfield. Probably going to end up being a hold.
Actually, I think they're going to call grounding.
Yep.
Garrett Bolden was back in the pocket trying to throw, and he was in trouble, and he ended up just throwing the football away, so that's going to back him up a whole lot more, and they're going to have a long way to go now for a first down.
Yeah,
they're going to back it all the way up to the 16-yard line, and the first down marker is at the Lauderdale County 47.
First down marker's over here at the Lauderdale County. I'm just playing. That's the 53-yard line.
Oh, that's the 53. My apologies. It's okay.
I'm trying to spit it out. You got to get all the way up to the 53-yard line. That's going to be our running joke for every broadcast from here on out.
Yes.
Takes the ball. Bolin comes up the middle of the field, and he has got some room to run. He's forced out of bounds on the far side of the field at the 30-yard line. Not near enough to pick up the first down, but Bolin picks up enough yard to make it a little bit easier to punt this football away, as it's going to bring up fourth down and about 25. So he picked up 11 yards on the carry, and like I said, give him a little bit more room to try to get this ball away, force the Tigers into some worse field position. This is number 82, Melton, senior, 6'3", 255, comes out to punt this football away.
John Trousdale back to receive it. A low punt. It goes through Melton's hands. Melton tries to pick it up at the one-yard line, and Lauderdale County falls on it right there, and he's in the end zone for another Tiger touchdown.
Yep, he was trying to get that ball and throw it out of the back of the end zone for a safety. The ball slipped out of his hands. And
it was a low rolling snap back to Melton, and he tried, like Jason said, he was just going to try to pick it up and throw it out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and he was unable to scoop it up. And Lauderdale County fell on it right in the end zone.
Yep, 9:29 to go here in the first, and it's already 32-0, Lauderdale County. Tigers line up for the PAT attempt. Number 29 for Lauderdale County fell on that football in the end zone. Got a touchdown out of it, and that was number 20. That's Dane Palmer, an eighth grader.
Gunner Jones, extra point is up, and this one is good. So the clock is stopped with 9:29 left to go in the first half. Your score, the Lauderdale County Tigers 33 and the Vinemont Eagles nothing. If you're listening back in Coleman via Live 95.5 and you're trying to get around town, we appreciate you listening to the broadcast. And a bit of traffic update for you. There's a pretty bad accident, it seems like, between Highway 31 and Walmart. It's not on Cherokee Road or on Old Highway 69, but it must be on Olive Street that cuts through between Cherokee Avenue and Highway 31. Word is it's a pretty bad accident that has traffic backed up in a lot of different directions, so you might want to avoid the Walmart area for the next little bit and let the officials get that one straightened out.
I hope everybody that's involved is okay. That's a very dangerous intersection right there.
Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live here on Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Glad you're with us tonight. It's been all Lauderdale County so far, 33-0 over Vinemont so far with 9:29 left here in the first half. We'll try to round up some scores for you from some of the other playoff games. West Point down at Parker. Also Cold Springs playing tonight. And Addison still in action tonight as well. Kickoff taken by Garrett Boland at the 5. Back to the 10, 15, to the 20, and all the way out to the 30-yard line is Garrett Boland. So the Eagles continue to have some pretty good field position, but they're just unable to put together some successful drives.
Yeah, Boland that time he returned to football going to have great field position. But they're going to have to move the football. They haven't crossed the 50-yard line all night, Tommy. And you're already down 33-0. We're not even halfway through the first quarter yet. I mean, the second quarter. And it's going to be kind of demoralizing when you go into the locker room down big like this. You know, there's 10 seniors out there on this Vinemont squad tonight. They're playing their last football game. If they can't get something going here on offense, put some points on this board, and keep Fort Lauderdale, Lauderdale County off the field for a little while.
High snap to Boland, but he gets it down and hands it off to Ori Woods. And Woods gets across the line of scrimmage up to about the maybe about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, he just kind of fell forward there. Yep, they said 1 yard, so it'll be second down and 9. I keep thinking about Fort Lauderdale because it's so cold.
Second down and 9 for Vinemont now. From their own 31-yard line. It's 33-0, Lauderdale County, with 8:40 left in the first half. Miscues and some bad fortune for Vinemont have them down 33. Boland, direct snap, running straight up the middle. He might have gotten a yard, but not much doing there, and that's stingy defensive front for Lauderdale County.
Yeah, they're just not budging. Like I said, Lauderdale County, they're put 8-9 guys in the box and just daring them to run. And instead of changing up the play calling a little bit here, and like I said before, let's try to open this defense up with a few play action passes or some perimeter passing to try to be able to open up this run game. You know, you can't have one without the other unless you're just a rock solid team up front and have depth in the backfield. And with John Michael Dye hurt, they're a little bit anemic in the running back position right now.
On third down, Boland keeps it around the left end, gets across the 35 and out to about the 38-yard line, and he's hammered after he's down on the field. I think that's a little bit of a late hit.
Yeah, they threw the flag for a late hit, and they're getting a little chippy out there. I mean, you're up 33-0. Let's play like men. Let's talk about that sportsmanship that what Tommy was talking about in our little PSA there a while ago. But that was just a completely uncalled for play.
And that's something that you're seeing more and more in college football that I wish the officials would address. When a guy's down, he's down. He doesn't have to be touched. He doesn't have to be hit. When a guy's knee touches the turf, he's down. But if you'll watch football tomorrow, you're going to see guys diving in and hitting guys when they're on the ground. And to me, that's when you're putting guys at risk for injury, and that's an unsportsmanlike late hit, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and I mentioned who it was. It's number 29 who came in and did that late hit. He's the one who just scored the touchdown on the fumble recovery, and I mentioned
he's an eighth grader.
Yeah. So
the 15-yard penalty will move the football to the 49-yard line, almost into Lauderdale County territory. As Jason mentioned, the Eagles have not been in Lauderdale County territory tonight. They're close. They're a yard away now. They're on their own 49-yard line. Clock is stopped. 7:46 left of the first half. Vinemont trying to put together a drive and score before halftime because they'll get the ball back to start the second half.
At the 49. Come on, boys. We need 1 yard.
What are 51, whichever. From the shotgun, Garrett Boland with Bo Wright to his side, wing to the near side. Boland gets a handoff. He spins, and he goes backwards a yard. I'm telling you, folks, we can't tell you enough how swarming this Tiger defense is.
Yeah, Bo Wright took the handoff from Boland, went off the left tackle back there, and he was met in the backfield by these Lauderdale County Tigers. and they're hitting hard up front. You know, Tommy had told me that he had spoken with the coach this week, and they had mentioned just how ferocious these players were. You don't have to tell them to go hit somebody; they know what to do, and they're putting on a clinic in how to tackle out here tonight. As they're just laying the wood every single play.
Second down and 11 for Vinemont now from their own 48-yard line. Working left to right, it's 33-0 Tigers over the Eagles with 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Bolin on a quarterback keeper. He gets back to near the original line of scrimmage, maybe the 49.5. They're going to give him about a 2-yard carry. It'll bring third down and right at 9.
Now just a little play fake in the backfield, and like he was going to throw the football, then just tucks it and takes off the left side, right in dead center in the middle of the field out there, and picks up 2 yards. So the ball rests third down and 9 right on the 50-yard line.
The nose of the football kissing the 50-yard line. Will the Eagles get it across the 50? Bolin's going to bring him to the line and try. He has Bo right to his left as they work left to right. The wing goes that way along with Guthrie. Bolin from the shotgun rolls to the far side and wants to throw. He's in trouble. Tries to dump it off to Bo Wright and falls incomplete. Lauderdale County Tigers are in the backfield right about the time Bolin got that snap. He really didn't have a chance, Jason.
Yeah, he dumped the football off, and what kept it from being another grounding call is his running back was coming back there to help him out just a little bit. I couldn't make out the number of the player from Lauderdale County that got into the backfield so quick.
It was 10. It looked like Cornelius Cannon, who got back there pretty quick. He was in the backfield right about the time, I'm telling you, that Garrett Bolin got the football. So.
Well, his first name's Cannon, and he looked like he was shot out of one when he came through the line that time because he was in the backfield before the ball got there. So it's 4th down and 9. It looks like the Vinemont Eagles are going to go for it here on 4th and 9.
They snap it back to Bo Wright. Wright hands it back on to Guthrie, trying to come on a reverse, and Guthrie goes backwards about 15 yards all the way back to the 35-yard line. So yeah. Lauderdale County really put the rush on that time.
Yeah, they just came off with a blitz on the just near side of the field and able to wrap up Guthrie. As he came on that reverse, as Tommy said, they dropped him for about 15 yards that time. So the Tigers are going to have the football in great field position once again, about the 37-yard line, as we still got 5:37 to go here in the second quarter, 5 minutes before halftime. And these Tigers are already up 33-0 over the Vinemont Eagles.
And again on that drive, Vinemont had the football kissing the 50 but unable to get it across. On 1st and 10, Lauderdale County, Bishop's in trouble. He scrambles to the near sideline, picks up his first down and about 4 more yards all the way down to the 21-yard line. He is a quick catch.
Yeah, he was in trouble in the backfield. Number 74, Nick Mann, he was all over him. Nick Mann, freshman, 6'2", 265 pounds, just not able to catch up that time to Noah Bishop. He just scampers down this near side of the field, steps out of bounds about the 21-yard line, and they're knocking on the door again here early, middle way through the second quarter. And the defense really has really got to put some pressure on them and hold them this time for sure. Number 49 that time came out of the backfield. He caught a little pass. That's number 49, Michael Shockley. He's a senior. He's another one of those big guys I was talking about, 6'6", 220 pounds, as he just went on a little quick out route. He's lined up as a halfback on this far side of the field, and Noah Bishop able to catch him with a little quick pass to the outside. He picks up 9 yards. It's 2nd down and 1, about the 10, 11-yard line.
Looks like right about the 11, say the 12, 10, 11, 12-yard line. Again, our apologies. We've got a kind of a tough angle, and it's hard to see the field. But nonetheless, it's 2nd down and short for Lauderdale County. They give it off straight ahead to Simback, and he's going to find the end zone again for another Lauderdale County touchdown. That is Zach Simback with a 12-yard touchdown run for the Lauderdale County Tigers.
Yeah, Simback took the ball, went straight up the field, got to the linebackers, cut left. 12-yard touchdown run that time for Simback again. He's already accounted for 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns tonight. So number 27, Simback, he is a formidable runner out there when he gets the football. He's quick, and he can cut like a knife.
Gunnar Jones on to attempt the extra point. The snap, the kick, And this one is good. So the clock is stopped with 4:50 left to go in the first half. Your score, Lauderdale County 40 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Back at Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, Tommy Corbett alongside Jason Coretti. The 3A state playoffs first round game between the Lauderdale County Tigers and the Vinemont Eagles, and it's been all Lauderdale County so far in the first half. Kickoff taken by Garrett Boland and run back to right about the 36-yard line. So once again, Vinemont's going to have pretty good field position. But again, Jason, they're yet to get the ball across midfield.
Yeah, they failed that last time miserably as they only needed 1 yard to pick up to get into Lauderdale County territory. And that play went in reverse for about 25 yards backwards. Set up Lauderdale County with great field position as they marched in another touchdown. They're up 40-0 with 4:37 to go before the half. See if Vinemont can do something this time with the football as they come out in a real tight formation. Looks like two tight formations. You got nine guys in the box on the defensive side, and everybody lined up at the line of scrimmage on for Vinemont.
Trying to hand it off to the motion man coming to the near side. It looks like Ori Woods, and Woods is not going to pick up anything. In fact, he's going to go backwards about 2 yards. It'll be second down and 12 now for Vinemont.
Yeah, 2 yard loss that time. You don't need to be playing behind the chains with these guys here from Lauderdale County because they are quick. Their defense gives up no points, and their offense scores at will. Lined up in that tight bunch formation again.
On second down and 12. Run right up the middle to Bo Wright, and Wright gets some pretty good yardage. He gets about 3 yards back up to near the
got back to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like. Maybe just passed it. It's going to set up third and nine. This is the way they got it marked. They're actually third and 9.5. So
about a 2.5, maybe a 3 yard pickup that time for Vinemont. Here we are, third down and long again, third and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Clock running, 3.5 minutes left to go in the first half. It's 40-0 Lauderdale County. On a cold night from Rogersville on the banks of the Tennessee River, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Third down and 9, Garrett Boland from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, run straight ahead. He gets across the line of scrimmage and out to about the 30-yard line. He's still going to be about 5 yards short of a first down.
Yeah, he came around the near side over here, came off this end and cut back up the middle of the field. That's where the ball rests, right about the 30-yard line. As Tommy mentioned, it's going to bring up fourth down and a long 5. And number 82, Melton, comes in this time to punt it away. Is number 2 for Lauderdale County, John Trousdale, back to receive the punt. His feet planted firmly at his own 40-yard line as he awaits the punt.
A low snap again to Melton, but he gets away a squibbler. It hits at the 50 and rolls down to the 40 and still rolling all the way down to about the 36-yard line. So that's where Lauderdale County will put it in play, first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. They lead Vinemont 40-0 with 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll bring you the sounds of the Vinemont Eagle High School Marching Band, and then we'll talk about the first half scoring summary from the Lauderdale County Tigers, maybe some Vinemont Eagles scoring summary in there, and then we'll also preview tomorrow's big day in college football in the SEC West, all that coming up at halftime.
Yeah, the old SEC preview. It's going to get pretty interesting tomorrow in the SEC. We'll talk about all the action you can see tomorrow as college football kicks off its 11th week. It's got some big games tomorrow, that's for sure.
First and 10, Lauderdale County from their own 36-yard line. Straight ahead running by the fullback across the 40 out to the 41-yard line.
It's Aaron Cornelius. He just picks him up and puts him down that time. He's got good yardage on first down. It's going to be second down about four as clock still ticks away. We're under 2 minutes here. See if the Vinemont defense can shore up, build a wall up front, and slow these guys down and keep them out of the end zone before they go into the half. There's another score right now. Be ready to fire up the buses.
Cornelius again on the carry, getting out to about the 45-yard line this time. He's going to be close to a first down, maybe about a half a yard short.
Yeah, about a half yard short. Good running that time. He picks up 3.5 yards, and he's a big fella. There, Cornelius, he's 5'8". He's 215 pounds, low center of gravity, and he runs with authority when he gets the ball in his hands. Looks like Coach Bob Grisham, he's going to try to slow him down a little bit there. A little slow getting up to the line of scrimmage, letting this play clock run all the way down. There's no need to add insult to injury right now, being up 40 to nothing. Slow the tempo down and just grind the clock out.
Got a minute left in the first half, and here Bishop wants to throw. He fires out to Trousdale, completed midfield. Trousdale runs down to the Vinemont Eagle 45-yard line for another Tiger first down.
Yep, good-looking pass that time as Bishop found Trousdale on the outside. He just went on a little quick in route and picked up the first down, moved the chains, and clock still ticking with 50 seconds to go for the half.
First and 10, Lauderdale County, but they may not run another. Well, they may have to run one more play, and then they'll let the first half expire.
Now they come out in a little more of a tight set this time. They've got two receivers to the far side, two backs in the backfield as Bishop takes the ball, hands it off to Aaron Cornelius, and he is breaking down the middle of the field, picks up another first down for the Lauderdale County Tigers as he just falls forward and gets behind those pads. Like I said, he's not a very big guy, 5'8", but he's 215 pounds, and he's solid as a rock. He looks like a fire plug out there on the field playing. And another Lauderdale County first down. They got 21 seconds on the clock. They don't have to run another play.
Play clock is at 20, and the game clock is at 15. But Noah Bishop brings them to the line slowly. And actually, they're going to turn around and watch the game clock now. They're going to let this first half expire. Well, you say that, now they're going to snap it away. It looks like with 1 second left on the clock, they hand it off straight ahead and getting a couple of yards down. We'll bring the first half to a close. So after one half of play, your score, Lauderdale County 40 and Vinemont nothing. The Vinemont Eagle High School Marching Band is next at halftime on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Welcome back to Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live, and now we take you to the field for the halftime performance by your Vinemont Eagle High School marching band. The sounds of the Vinemont Eagle High School Marching Band. We're at halftime at Lauderdale County and Vinemont, the first round of the high school state playoffs. It's 40-0, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. Now back to the field for the sounds of the Vinemont High School Marching Band. Sounds of the Vinemont Eagle High School Marching Band. We're at halftime in the 3A first round of the state playoffs. Lauderdale County and Vinemont. Lauderdale County has a 40-0 lead over Vinemont. And the Alabama High School Athletic Association reminds fans that we all play a role in the education of our students. Parents, fans, and people in the community all set an example for students, whether they're aware of it or not. Help set a positive example in everything that you do, both at the games and in your community. Good sportsmanship is what sets your school apart. A public service announcement from the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
For the most part, we've seen good sportsmanship, except for a couple of times out here tonight. Had a few late hits out of bounds, face mask, and some unsportsmanlike conduct in the middle of the field. But tempers can sometimes flare whenever a game starts to get out of hand, as it has here. And it started early for Lauderdale County with 8:30 to go in the first. After going three and out, punting the football away, Vinemont turned it over on the punt, and then a few plays later, Lauderdale County takes it in. A 16-yard touchdown run by number 27, Tyler Sinbeck. The two-point conversion failed. They led 6-0 at that point. Later on in the first quarter, 3:38 to go, number 27, Sinbeck goes on another 5-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion, not any good. So it's 12-0 at that point. Later on in the first quarter, by number 27, Zach Sinbeck. And the 32-point conversion was good, as Lauderdale County led 20-0 at that point. Early in the second quarter, Billy Grimmett caught a 43-yard touchdown pass from number 14, Noah Bishop. Extra point, no good. Lauderdale County up 26-0 at that point. Then disaster struck as the punter and center exchange failed. The ball rolled into the end zone, and number 29, Dane Palmer, fell on the fumble in the end zone. Extra point was good by Gunnar Smith, 33-0 at that point. Then with 4:50 to go in the second, Zach Zimbeck goes on another 12-yard touchdown run. Gunnar Smith's extra point was good. That's where we leave off right now, but at the halftime score, it's 40-0, Lauderdale County over the Vinemont Eagles 0.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jason.
Well, how about that?
Happy birthday to you.
I have a feeling the smile on your face probably has something to do with that.
Not every day you get the Vinemont cheerleaders to sing happy birthday for you at as you turn tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks for telling everybody. Thank you, girls. Thank y'all very much. Wow.
The opportunity presents itself. You just kind of have to take advantage of it, partner. So, happy.
Next time we go eat, it's your birthday.
I hope happy 40th tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you segued into tomorrow, because we got a lot of good football to be played tomorrow as well. You got the game of the week coming up on SEC. Slate tomorrow. It's Alabama's going to be at LSU. They're traveling to Death Valley to take on the Bayou Bengals. That game can be seen tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on CBS. And basically all the day's action is just a prelude to this game. We got two games against 1AA teams and three games that should be pretty much big mismatches. A loss here basically eliminates LSU from the division contention, while a win would be the first step towards actually getting the crazy five-way tie at 6-2 scenario. The night magic is in the air at Tiger Stadium. And it's already come through once this year with LSU defeating Ole Miss. Can they do it again? I got a feeling the tide is going to roll tomorrow, but we'll see. And tomorrow at 11 a.m., Kentucky's at Georgia. The Bulldogs got to get up off the mat and try not to let the Gators beat them. I mean, let the Dogs beat them, and see what happens there tomorrow, as Georgia will be without Todd Gurley. But Georgia should have enough for Kentucky, but the Wildcats have found lightning in a bottle a couple times this year. And you got Presbyterian at Ole Miss. That game can be seen on the SEC Network tomorrow at 11 a.m. And scheduling Presbyterian, they're in contention. They're talking being in the playing best football again. You got Texas A&M. They're traveling into Jordan-Hare tomorrow to take on our beloved Auburn Tigers. That game's at 2:30. It can be seen on CBS. And if Kyle Allen can't perform better than he did last week, this will end up as one of the biggest blowouts
you have seen all season long, because this Auburn Tiger offense, they are rolling. And maybe they didn't. And tomorrow also at 3 o'clock, you can see Mississippi State take on UT Martin. And once again, another stinker. Number one team in the nation taking on a Division I AA school there. 3 p.m. SEC Network. And then tomorrow at 6:30 on the SEC Network, you got Florida at Vanderbilt. And, Tommy, I'll bet you even about after an hour into this game, even diehard Gator fans and Commodore fans will be tuning out, because that's just a snoozer of a game. So, but tomorrow you got Alabama LSU. That should be an exciting game. And I'm looking forward to the Auburn and Texas A&M game, as I see Auburn putting up probably 50, 60 points in that game by themselves. And that's how we plan out for tomorrow for the SEC games. And we'll try to bring you some updated scores. We had an update a while ago that Cold Springs was actually up on Gaston. And if we get that pull back up, we'll tell you the score.
At halftime, Cold Springs leads Gaston 20-13. And also at halftime, the West Point Warriors have a safety on Parker, but they trail them by 12. It's 14-2, Parker leading West Point. That a 5A playoff game, and the Cold Springs a 2A playoff game taking place tonight. After we get through the weekend, you can check out what all's going on around the city and the state and the nation on Monday afternoon on This Week Live. It's a public affairs show on Live 95. It airs Monday afternoons from 4 until 6. They'll be discussing city, county, state, and national issues. Your hosts, Jay Fuller and Melissa Silvey, will also take your phone calls each and every Monday from 4 until 6 on This Week Live here on Live 95. And then on Tuesday afternoon, you want to talk sports, adults, local sports, college sports, professional sports, or even fishes, talk live each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon with Ronnie Ball.
About sponsors, Tommy, and all AHSA championship events are made possible by the support of our corporate partners, Cadence Bank, Coca-Cola, EBSCO Media. We'll find corporate citizens are worthy of your support, and a special thank you to our corporate partners. This is a public service message from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They get a little free advertisement here on Live 95 tonight.
And it is,
but we got to pump Farmers Insurance there.
There
I should have thrown
go.
In the Warhurst agency. I'm not on my toes. I'm too cold.
Yeah. It is halftime. It's 40-0. Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. We'll take a break and be back with more of our halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family.
and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Welcome back to Robert Earl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School in Rogersville on the banks of the Tennessee River for Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. We're at halftime and the Lauderdale County Tigers have a commanding 40-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. And this is the first round of the 3A state playoffs. Other 3A games taking place in the northern sub-state tonight are Sylvania and Glencoe, Weaver and Plainview, and Cobbard County and Winfield. That's just the northern half of the sub-state that these teams would advance to play. The winner of tonight's game will play the winner of Sylvania and Glencoe next week. And also, we talked about the West Point Warriors. They're playing tonight at Parker, and they're in a sub-state division with some pretty good football teams as well. They're in the South Division of the Sub-State Division. Their first grouping is West Point and Parker. They would play the winner of Alexandria and Madison County. And the other two teams in that first grouping are Dora, East Limestone, and Etowah and Mortimer Jordan. So should the West Point Warriors win tonight, they'll go on to take on either Alexandria or Madison County.
We talked on the ride up. We'll send up next week. And Cold Springs, if they can hold on to beat Gaston, I believe the two teams that they were going to be put up, the winner of Phil Campbell or Ranburn is who they'll face, depending on the way the bracket shapes up, whether or not they'll have to travel to Ranburn or if Phil Campbell – or actually Ranburn would have to travel to Cold Springs, and if – Phil Campbell wins, Cold Springs will have to travel to Phil Campbell, the way the bracket breaks down.
Right. It all looks back at who played on the road the most, and then if both teams have traveled the same amount of time, the team on the top of the bracket this year is the team that would be the home team. They alternate that back and forth each and every season. The Lauderdale County High School Band wrapping up their halftime performance as the clock is inside 50 seconds of halftime left. It is 40-0, Lauderdale County leading the Vinemont Eagles. Our second half is next. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while, but your insurance is about you and protecting your family, and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. So far in the first half, it's been all Lauderdale County as they've opened up a 40-0 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. And we mentioned it in the pregame, Jason. The Vinemont Eagles, they make it to the state playoffs, and they have really struggled over the years to get to the second round. They draw some tough first-round opponents. In fact, it's been 21 years. 1993, the last time the Vinemont Eagles advanced to the second round, and unless some things really change tonight, it looks like it's going to be another 22 years.
Yeah, the way they played tonight, you know, they came out playing like their hair was on fire there for the first series on defense, got a good stop, and that fumble just seemed to take the air out of the tires for the Eagles, and they've been going in reverse all night long, letting this offense of Lauderdale County score 40 points in the first half. And basically, Vinemont didn't cross the 50-yard line on offense. So we'll see if Alan Scott got inside the locker room and fired these guys up, come out and make a respectable score out of this. Because we got about a minute and a half for the teams to take the field back here after halftime. I tell you what, Tommy, I didn't think it could get any colder, but it has.
It's dropped. The breeze has picked up a little bit, too, and it's a little chilly being out on the outside. The best playing the best. Some of the top high school football players in Alabama and Mississippi are headed to Montgomery December the 13th for the 28th Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Football Game at the historic Crampton Bowl. Two 40-member squads of high school seniors will match their talents in a 12 p.m. kickoff. Tickets are now available online and will be available at the stadium on game day for only $10 each. This event is hosted by the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association. Don't miss it on December the 13th. This is a public service announcement from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. The Lauderdale County Tigers took the ball to begin the ball game, so the Vinemont Eagles will receive to begin the second half on a cold, chilly night here in Rogersville.
Yeah, look for this clock to start running a little bit more. I don't think that Coach Grisham's going to come out here and just try to pound and pound and pound on offense anymore. He's got a comfortable 40-point lead. See if they don't run the football more, and this clock keeps running more.
And with a long playoff season, you know, the playoffs are like a whole half of another season. It's a five-game round if you make it to the state championship game. I can almost bet you're going to see some substitutions starting to take place on the sideline for Coach Christian, because the last thing he wants to do is get some guys injured when he's up 40 points and he's got the rest of the playoffs to look forward to.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have to start protecting these guys. Let's see if they don't come out with a lot more of the younger players. And it's also good that they're going to be able to get a little bit of extra playing time here to go into the playoffs, because if something does happen up front to your starters, you got to have some depth back there with some experience to replace that if something does, unfortunately, go bad.
So Gunnar Jones will tee this one up at the 40-yard line. The Vinemont Eagles will receive the second half kickoff. They'll be working from left to right here as we begin the third quarter. Garrett Boland stands back at his own 10-yard line, ready to receive the kickoff from Gunnar Jones. Jones approaches the football, puts toe to leather, and this one sails down to right about the 5-yard line. Boland to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's got a hole, 35, 40, out to the 45-yard line.
Best return of the night that time by Boland. He took the ball and came to the near side of the field, caught it while running in stride, and he ran down the numbers and falls into the 45-yard line. Best field position they've had for starting with the football all night long.
So it'll be first and 10 for Vinemont now. They actually say he stepped out of bounds at the 41. So it'll be first and 10 Vinemont from their own 41-yard line. 9 yards to go to get across midfield into territory they haven't been yet tonight.
They come out once again, that offense, that tight bunch formation. Got a couple two running backs in the backfield.
Randall Guthrie in the shotgun. He's going to take the direct snap and try to run straight ahead. He does, and he picks up maybe 1 yard. Hard running right up the middle for Guthrie.
Yeah, he just taking the ball, running that wildcat position. He comes off the near side, tries to squirt forward for a few yards there. Picks up about one and a half. It's going to be second down and long here. As looks like the same cast of characters out there on defense. I may be wrong, but it looks like they're still playing that starting rotation on defense.
May leave them in there for one more series and see how they do coming out after the second half. And we should start seeing some mass substitutions from Lauderdale County here in the third quarter.
And one thing I'd be wary of is the fact you've got Noah Bishop, your quarterback. He's also playing defensive back over on the far side of the field. You know, that's one of the most positions you need to make sure you take care of.
Ori Woods on an inside handoff. Woods gets into Lauderdale County territory. Woods with a 9-yard scamper and a Vinemont Eagle first down into Tiger territory at the Tiger 48-yard line.
Well, maybe Coach Scott drew him a map at halftime, showed him how to get across the 50-yard line. Had a great run that time by Woods. He just came from the halfback position over here, almost lined up like a tight end, and comes and takes the inside handoff, cuts it up the field, picks up 9.5 yards, sets up first down across midfield at the Lauderdale County 48.5-yard line.
And just underway in the third quarter, Cole Springs and Gaston now tied up at 20 in that 2A first-round battle. Inside handoff to Bo Wright. Wright's got a hole, 45, 40. Still on his feet to the 30, and knocked down right there is Bo Wright. He's got another Vinemont Eagle first down.
Good running that time by Bo Wright. He just took an inside handoff, and it's the same thing they were doing all game long and during the first half, but it seems to work better here for some reason. They start getting up big chunks of real estate on first down. Picked up 12 yards, 13 yards, sets up another first down.
First and 10, Vinemont. From the Tiger 30-yard line. Vinemont working left to right now. Guthrie at quarterback. He's got Bo Wright beside him. The wing comes to the near side as they work from left to right now. Long snap count. Guthrie's going to keep this one, run straight ahead behind his center, and falls forward for about 1 yard down to right about the 29-yard line.
Yeah, just trying to run right off tackle there, the wildcat position, and picks up about a yard, and yard half, something like that. And we're going to have a second long again.
Second down and 9. Vinemont taking their time on offense, too, letting the clock run down, getting the right play call in from Coach Alan Scott on the sideline. We've seen him working on Garrett Boland's helmet on the sideline. He's still on the sideline, and Guthrie calling the shots for the Eagle offense from the shotgun with Bo Wright to his right side. The wing is to the near side. Straight back snap to Guthrie, and Guthrie tries to run behind the right side of his offensive line, and he may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. It's just excellent pursuit coming from Lauderdale County.
Yeah, they're going to mark him down about a yard shy. He's lost 2 yards that time, so it's going to be got third down and 11 as there was a couple Lauderdale County Tigers in the backfield and wrapped him up. Excuse me. This cold weather's developing a frog here.
That's what old age will do to you, too, sometimes.
Yeah, it is. You mind getting my walker out of the truck so I can make it back down there? This game's over.
Third down and 12 for Vinemont now. Inside handoff to Ori Woods. Woods gets back to the line of scrimmage and may have fallen forward for an extra yard. He's going to be close. They may give him about 3 yards. It'll bring up fourth down and about 10 now for Vinemont. I can't say much. I turned 40 about 4 years ago. So,
yeah, one of the guys that works for me today says, you know, for too long, you'll be 50. I said, yeah, about 10 years from now.
It's not what
he's
we
not
used
a
to
mathematician,
think it was.
You know.
Yeah. I can tell you, it's not what we used to think it was. I'll vouch for that. Fourth down and 10. Vinemont's going to go for it now. Bolden back in at quarterback. He has a slot to the far side. Ori Woods comes in motion to the near side. Bolden wants to throw, rolls to the far side, loads, fires in and out of the hands of his tight end, Nicholas Jarrett. Jarrett had it bounce right off his shoulder pads. The one thing you don't do as a receiver, you reach out, you catch that ball with your hands. And Jarrett let that one come into him and bounce off his shoulder pads and fall incomplete. So Lauderdale County will take over on downs now. First and 10 from their own 33-yard line. They lead Vinemont 40-0 here with 7:39 left to go in the third quarter.
Looks like they, well, no, I was going to say they had brought in another quarterback, but that's Billy Grimmett and Noah Bishop. Grimmett was just standing where the quarterback normally stands. Still the same, like I said, same cast of characters as they ran the first team offense in the first half. They'll bring them back out here once again as you've got Noah Bishop. Hands the ball off that time to Zach.
Hands it to Simbeck, and Simbeck is bouncing off of Eagles 2-3 times and scampers up to about the 40-yard line. Good hard running and bouncing off of Eagles, and he picks up about 8 yards on that carry.
You know, Simbeck, he's not a very big guy. He's 5'10", 160 pounds, but just like you said that time, he would hit the crack back again and then just, is like you said, like a pinball. He's just bouncing around the field and just never gives up. And it's going to set up a second down and about 4 yards to go here as they get in no hurry about getting to the line of scrimmage. They're just taking their time, lumbering up to the line.
Second down, and they call it four. They mark him out of bounds right about the 39-yard line. Lauderdale County working right to left now. Low snap, inside handoff, turning the right quarter and getting out to near the first down marker about the 43-yard line.
That's number 21. That's Jalen Jones. That's the first time we've called his name all evening. He's a 6'1" sophomore.
And just like you said, he's a sophomore. He's 6'1". They've got a tight end there that's 6'7". They've got several players who are 6'+ for a 3A football team. They sure know how to grow them here in Rogersville.
Well, you look across the way, you've got a 3A football team here with Vinemont, and they've got, you know, 43 on their roster. You look across, and that looks like a West Point Warriors, you know, from looking at it just from a perspective point of view, is the size of the team that they've got.
First down run that time, again that time, straight up the middle is 21. That's Jalen Jones picking up another Tiger first down all the way up to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, not only do they have big players, large roster. You got, well, and, you know, they've even got eighth graders out here playing tonight, so they got a good program up here.
First and 10, Lauderdale County now from their own 46-yard line, leading Vinemont 40-0 with 6.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Straight ahead running again by Jones. He gets across the – actually, they're going to mark him down at the 49. I'm starting to say he got across midfield to the 49, but they're going to mark him down at the Lauderdale County 49, a gain of 4.
And second down and 6 is Lauderdale County just – coming out, they're just running the ball just straight down the middle of the field, just methodical, 2 or 3 yards in a cloud of dust every time. Nothing fancy. And they've even kind of going into more of a bunch-looking set that you don't see them spread the field as much.
Well, going into the season, they were a veer offensive team, and in the very first game of the season, they lost their quarterback and their starting running back to ACL injury, so they kind of adapted and changed the offense to more of a zone read, but they can go back and run that veer almost any time they want to. Noah Bishop wants to throw now, fires downfield, looking for Trousdale, a leaping grab at the 15-yard line. What a catch from John Trousdale. There was excellent coverage from Ori Woods on the play, but Trousdale, a big guy, 6 foot, he just leaped into the air and snatched that football out of the air and brought it down for a big gain for the Tigers.
Yeah, 40-yard pass down the center of the field. Trousdale just went up, was patient, and got up in the air, climbed that ladder, snatched the ball out of the air, falls to the ground at the 11-yard line. As Lauderdale County inside the 20, they're going to mark it at the 10. So it'll be first and goal here with 5:01 to go in the third quarter.
First and goal for the Tigers now from the Vinemont 10-yard line. Bishop in the shotgun. Wants to throw. Rolls to the far side. He's in trouble. Vinemont's going to sack him back right about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, 10-yard loss that time. It's going to be second down and 20, or second and goal from the 20-yard line. Good pursuit that time from the Vinemont defense as they were able to get Noah Bishop in the backfield and pull him down for a huge loss on first down.
Bishop just couldn't find a receiver open to throw to. Good coverage in the secondary back there for the Vinemont Eagles. Brings up second down and goal from the 20-yard line. Clock is still rolling. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It's 40-0, Lauderdale County over Vinemont in this first-round playoff game in Class 3A. Bishop brings the Tigers to the line. He'll operate out of the shotgun with Jones beside him, and receivers flanked to either side. Hands it off to Jalen Jones, running right up the middle, and he gets about 4 yards.
Yeah, Jalen Jones just takes the handoff that time, falls forward, picks up 2 or 3 yards. He's going to set up third and about 16 from they got to 14. So it's 14 yards. It's third and goal. My computer up between my ears has stopped working because it's gotten so cold.
And we're talking about big guys, and folks, I'm telling you, number 49 just checked in at tight end. He's Shockley, 6'6", 210 pounds. He's on the near sideline. If they're going to toss the ball, Noah could toss it over here on this sideline, and he could leap up and grab it. But they run it straight ahead again and pick up a couple of yards down back to near the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Zach Simbeck, he checked back in the game that time and picked up a couple yards there. He's down to about the 11-yard line. Not sure if they'll want to try to kick a field goal here, Tommy. You know, you hadn't seen anything outside of an extra point range all evening. And as these Tigers progress further into the playoffs, they may end up in a situation where they need to utilize that punt or the place kicker.
Fourth down and goal now. They're going to go for it. Bishop wants to throw. He's in trouble. Rolls to the near side. Looks for Grimmett in the end zone. Grimmett makes the catch. But is he going to be in the end zone? No touchdown signal.
They're going to mark it right at the goal line.
And he's going to be marked right at the goal line, so we're going to have to see, was it fourth and goal? It was fourth and goal. The Vinemont Eagles have held. He did not get into the end zone. So Vinemont's going to take over first and 10 from about their own 6-inch line. That's the bad news.
Yeah, the way the defense has really been getting after them tonight, they're going to have to make sure that they get that ball safely out of harm's way down here at the goal line. And don't give up 2 points right here as the big defensive line of Lauderdale County. They've been just pushing these guys around all night long. Got a few score updates there, Tommy?
Parker and West Point battling it out in Birmingham. Parker leads West Point 14-9 with 10:42 left in the third. Cleveland leads Addison at the end of the third quarter 13-0. And Cold Springs and Gaston tied up at 20. On first down, just a straight-ahead run from Guthrie that time, trying to get a little bit of breathing room, and he may have squirted it out to about the 1 yard line.
Yeah, just a little quarterback keeper, just line up right behind the center, snap the ball, and follow the big guy up the middle, and try to put a little cushion there, so you got some breathing room down here on this goal line. Get you a little space in between you and the end zone, where you can try to open it up and get some pick up some bigger yardage here. As the clock ticks away, we're under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers leading the Eagles 40-0.
And as we talk about Parker at West Point, Parker just punches it in the end zone and goes up 21-9 over West Point now. Second down and 9 for Vinemont now from their own 1 yard line, trying to get out and get some breathing room, just a straight ahead dive. And again, not much doing, and may have even been a Is he signaling a fumble on the play? He's signaling a fumble on the play. And it looks like, let me back up and wait a second. One of the officials was pointing toward the goal line as if. So it was. It was a fumble on the play recovered by Noah Bishop for Lauderdale County. So now they've got the football at the Vinemont 3 yard line.
Boy, if it wasn't for bad luck, Vinemont would have no luck at all tonight. You've had fumbles, interceptions, Another fumble. Another fumble down here on the goal line.
Another score update with about a minute 24 left in the third. It's Jack Frost 1, Jason and Tommy nothing. First injury grinds the game, too. Thanks for your hospitality. On first down, just a straight-ahead run from Lauderdale County, not really wanting to punch it in the end zone, but they do for another touchdown, and Lauderdale County Tigers extend their lead to 46-0 with 1 minute left in the third quarter.
Yeah, Aaron Cornelius, he just followed the big guys right up in the hole that time. 1 yard touchdown run for number 32, Aaron Cornelius, as the Lauderdale County Tigers just continue to pile it on here in the third.
Gunnar Jones comes on to attempt the extra point for the Lauderdale County Tigers. He's been kicking them high and through the uprights. This snap is down, kick is up, and this kick is good. So with 1 minute left to go in the third quarter, your score, Lauderdale County 47 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back at Robert Earl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, the Lauderdale County Tigers taking care of business tonight so far against the Vinemont Eagles. It's 47-0, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont with 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. And Gunnar Jones will tee this one up at his 40-yard line. Garrett Boland back to receive, standing back at about his own 10. Deep kick, Boland takes it back at about the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, cuts back across the field, and gets out to right about the 29-yard line. I'm sorry, that's going to be the 24. Again, a hard angle to see. We're looking at the numbers hanging on the fence, trying to get an idea of what yard line it is because you can't see the numbers on the field. So my apologies, it'll be about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, I think Lauderdale County could spend a little bit of money on a little bit of field paint because it looks like the numbers are about wore off this field. They could have got a can of some spray, some Krylon and got out there and fixed them numbers up a little bit so we could see.
First and 10, Vinemont now from their own 24-yard line. Working left to right here. Just under 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. Boland back in at quarterback now with Bo Wright beside him. Hands it off to Ori Woods, trying to turn the corner, and three Tigers meet him right about the time he takes the handoff.
Yeah, he took an inside handoff, and he's going to be dropped for about a 2 yard loss that time in the backfield. Number 5, Ori Woods. And just haven't been able to get the run game going tonight.
Now, you thought they might have tried to open up the passing game some because they found the passing game a couple of weeks ago, but this Lauderdale County defense is stingy. We told you going in, they only give up 9.8 points per ball game, and only twice this season have they given up more than 7 points. Second down and 12 for Vinemont now. Hand off to Bo Wright, and Bo Wright fights to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. He might have got a yard, and that's where they're going to put him down as the third quarter comes to a close. After three quarters of play, your score, Lauderdale County 47 and Vinemont nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware
it's football season,
and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer here. Frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colvin, just south of the Catholic Church.
Third down and the 1 yards to go. Beaumont trailing the Lauderdale County Tigers 47-0 as we start the fourth quarter. They're already back deep in their 13 yardage time. Beaumont comes out. So you got Bolin at quarterback. Bo right off to his right, kind of behind him. He's up comes again. They got three running backs in the backfield behind Bolin as he hands off to Ori Woods. Ori Woods takes it off tackle, and he stopped right about the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up fourth and long as Beaumont will look to punt the football away. Assuming I don't see number 82 coming onto the field, Melton, who's normally the punter. Yeah, there he is. He's out there. How can I miss him?
Yeah, he's a big old fella, but he was lined up in there near the offensive line, and now he drops back into punt formation. And number two, John Trousdale, steps back at about his own 45-yard line. Again, a low snap, kind of rolls on the ground, but Melton gets it away, kicks a high end-over-ender that's going to hit at the Beaumont 45 and roll all the way down to the Lauderdale County 37-yard line.
Going to have a penalty flag right there in the middle of the field. Number 45 for Lauderdale County, Kevin Brown, making just a huge mistake, coming and just blocking in the back and unsportsmanlike conduct. And just pitiful. Yeah, it's all you can say about that. Play's over. Beaumont player standing there, and he just comes and just plows him down to the ground for no reason whatsoever.
Update from Cold Springs. Sorry, Jason. Update from Cold Springs. Cold Springs 26, Gaston 20. Cleveland leads Addison 13-6 with 6 minutes 37 seconds left in the fourth. The Cold Springs game has 11:06 left in the fourth quarter. And also last we saw Parker 21, West Point 9 with about 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Those the Coleman County teams that are still in the playoffs.
There's another Jack Frost pick six. It's 28-0. Jack Frost over. And my report coming in says they're on the goal line about to score again.
And Jason Simpson says it's kind of polar vortex. On first down, Lauderdale County runs it straight ahead. The ball is fumbled and run down to the 25-yard line. We've got a flag back at the 20. We'll sort that out. That's probably going to be a holding call against Lauderdale County, but nonetheless, they fumble the football. The Beaumont Eagles have it, and if everything holds, Beaumont's going to have it at the Lauderdale County 25-yard line.
Yeah, ball popped loose that time, and number five, Ori Woods, picks it up. He scrambles back down the field there. And, it's going to be a hold on Lauderdale County. Beaumont will vehemently deny that. They don't want no part of that penalty, as they got the ball. They're in business inside the 20-yard line here, Tommy, as they might finally get that spark to get them on the board here. Beginning of the fourth quarter, 10:58 to go, and there's up over the Eagles, 47. Now they don't want to go home with the donut. They want to put something on the scoreboard. They're about to. Basketball season starting next week.
And this is the best field position of the night for Beaumont. First and 10. from the Lauderdale County 20. Bo Wright, big hole. Wright's going to get to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Vinemont.
Bo Wright, he takes the ball off tackle, comes to the near side, jukes a linebacker, and he scores about the pylon down there at the end zone as he had to stretch the field a little to the near side. But nevertheless, Bo Wright finally puts the Eagles on the scoreboard with about a 20-yard touchdown run. I couldn't tell where they had the ball spotted, but Vinemont finally on the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter.
And Big Melton comes on to attempt the extra point now. Bo Wright will put it down. The snap is good. The kick is blocked and no good. So the extra point attempt is no good. So the clock is stopped with 10:47 left to play in the ball game. Your score, Lauderdale County 47 and Vinemont 6. We want to take a moment and say a special thanks to the folks who make Friday Night Live possible each and every Friday night. Here on Live 95, they are Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Reynolds, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware, proud sponsors of Friday Night Live, each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us.
WRJMLP Coleman. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Tommy told me the break a while ago with his favorite movie. Frozen.
Zoe is snuggled up, staying warm, and I'm sitting here freezing to death. So, little princess, if you're listening, princess, I'm glad you're warm.
I've never been one to rush a player, but I want him to put that ball down and kick it. Let's get the show on the road. Those guys in the press box across the way, they look pretty comfy.
Yeah, they're pretty toasty. Probably heaters up there, so.
Yeah, they're not tough like us. We just call it from right here from the bleachers.
I think some folks sitting next to us may be pretty toasty, too, because just a moment ago, the guy sitting next to him, he had a hat on, had all this big curly hair coming out from under it. Now he's taking his hat off, and there's a bald head staring up here at me, so I don't know if he got warm.
I think
or
his,
just shaved
his
it
hair,
a moment ago.
His hair froze and fell off.
Okay.
That's what it was. He's not paying a bit of attention to us.
Melton kicks this one away. It is picked up by Lauderdale County at the 30. Run back to the 35 and out to near the 40-yard line. So that's where the Tigers have put it in play. First and 10 for their own 40. They lead Vinemont 47-6 with 10:36 left to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, they'll take over first and 10 now as Zach Zimbeck, he returns the football out to the 38-yard line. And there's a flag. Oh, imagine that. There's a flag. We need to hire us a statistician to keep up with how many penalty yards and all that good stuff. Hint, hint.
Yeah, if you've always wanted to be a part of a football broadcast, we can open that up for you the rest of this season. If we do some more playoff games or even the first of next season, statistician, spotter, we're open for folks. If you want to be a part of high school football, that's why we're here. Jason and I love high school athletics. We love the atmosphere, and we wanted to be able to bring you the action of high school football around the county and maybe give it to you in a different perspective. Maybe be able to help you visualize the ball games at home and bring you to the stadiums, and we hope that you've enjoyed our broadcast this season on Live 95.
Yeah, I'd like to just say thanks to Tommy, thanks to Jay for giving me the opportunity to get back in the broadcast booth doing something I love and have always enjoyed doing, you know, being around football and getting to talk a little bit.
Simbeck on the carry for Lauderdale County this time, and he gets out across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. About a 7-yard gain that time for Simbeck.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And boy, they are.
There's
they are,
a flag on the play.
And they are having a good old-fashioned barn burner at Cole Springs. It's now 27-26, Gaston leading Cole Springs late in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Cole Springs just scores a touchdown. They go up 26-20, and then Gaston returns the favor immediately and goes up on on Cold Springs, 27-26. Looking forward to see if those Eagles can pull that out and advance to the second round of the playoffs. Such a great turnaround story. You know, you go 3 years without winning a football game, then one season removed from that, they're in the first round of the state playoffs.
5 minutes left in that ball game between Gaston and Cold Springs, and Gaston up by one, 27-26.
Hey, Tommy, guess what?
Another flag.
Another flag. This time it's on Vinemont. They jumped off sides, and it'll bring up first down and five this time. As the Tigers from Lauderdale County just continue to move the football, and they're inside Eagle territory now. About the 44-yard line, as you can tell from across the field. And that's where they'll go to work here, first down and five.
First and five from the 43-yard line of Vinemont, Lauderdale County now, moving the football. Send back again across the line of scrimmage and running down to near the 36-yard line. He'll have another Lauderdale County first down. And, Jason, I'm surprised we're still seeing the starting quarterback, starting running backs, and a lot of these offensive starters for Lauderdale County. They look like they've got a bright future in the playoffs, so that kind of surprises me.
Yeah, it does me too. And, like I said, the size of the roster that they've got across the way, you know, they've got twice as many players as Vinemont, and they're still running the same starters that they started the ball game with. You know, it'd be a shame for something to happen to one of these guys and not be able to play because they're just a little too concerned about running the score up.
Zimbeck on the handoff again, and Vinemont catches him in the backfield and locks him backwards for about a 3-yard loss back to, now they're going to say only about a yard loss. It looked like they knocked him back to the 40, but they're actually going to mark him down at the 37-yard line. It'll be second down and 11 for the Tigers now. 9 minutes left to go in the ball game. It's 47-6, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. Tigers come to the line now, slot to the near side. Bishop in the shotgun with Sinbeck beside him. Cornelius is the wing to the far side. Bishop's going to keep it. He breaks away from one. Tackle off. It's a great block and runs all the way down to about the 25-yard line. Man, he got a great block back in the backfield that sprung him for about another 20 yards.
Yeah, that was Sinbeck. He was hanging out on the far side. As Noah Bishop came to the near side of the field, had to reverse field, and then he was dead to rights 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, ends up picking up a first down plus, and gets him down to the 27-yard line deep into Vinemont territory as this offense is set up and in business once again, already up 47-6, leading the Vinemont Eagles with 8:11 to go in the fourth.
First and 10 Tigers now. Receivers split to either side. From the shotgun, penalty flags on the play. They'll stop this one.
I think they're going to get Lauderdale County this time. Well, no, they're pointing to Vinemont.
Looks like it's going to be offsides against the Eagles.
Yep.
You know, you'd think when it gets below 45 degrees, you could let the clock roll even on penalties. I guess the teams might not like that as much as we might.
Yeah, I don't think they play that shortened clock here in the playoffs. We did see that happen earlier in the season when West Point played the St. John Paul Fighting Tigers.
On first down and five, Zimbeck again on the handoff, and he's corralled right about the line of scrimmage. Not much doing there. Good pursuit from the Vinemont Eagle defense.
Yeah, Zimbeck tried to cut that ball back outside. He took the handoff, come to the near side of the field, and tried to cut back to the left. When he did, he was met in the hole that time. I believe it was number 68. It's Brian Reynolds, senior, 5'11", 225 pounds. He's one of the 10 seniors on this team that are playing their last football game this evening, and we wish them well in their ventures down the road outside of football.
Before we get the second down and five snap, we got another penalty flag on the play. Actually, not a penalty. They just want to kind of straighten out something. The official's talking, making sure they concur that it is second down. It's second down and five. 7 minutes left in the ball game. It's 47-6, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. Bishop wants to throw, fires on the slant, bounce to Trousdale. Trousdale's got it, dives for the end zone. He's in for a touchdown.
Noah Bishop, he just threw a laser that time to Trousdale. Trousdale scores from an 18-yard touchdown pass that time. Just a beautiful looking play there. If you're a Lauderdale County Tiger fan, Trousdale, he kind of just ran a little bit of a little quick slant and go almost. And yeah. It was an odd looking route, but he caught the ball in stride and was able to score from 18 yards out.
So Lauderdale County extends their lead to 53 as we await the extra point from Gunnar Jones. The snap to place, the kick is up, and this one is good. So with 6:50 left to go in the ballgame, your score, Lauderdale County 54 and Vinemont 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Back at Robert Carl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live. It's first round playoff action in Class 3A, and Lauderdale County has a 54-6 lead over the Vinemont Eagles. But the Vinemont Eagles will have the ball first and 10 from their own 25-yard line as we start back up play here with 6:48 left to go.
Yeah, Ori Woods was on the far side of the field. The ball kind of squibbed after it went up over the 20-yard line, rolled towards the pylon. Woods patient enough not to pick the ball up and try to run with it, lets it roll out of bounds. Penalty kick out of bounds, and Vinemont will take over from the 35-yard line. First and 10 with 6:48 to go, trailing the Lauderdale County Tigers 54-6. As they try to get this offense, try to put a few more points on the board, as they've only found the end zone one time tonight. That came on a Bo Wright 20-yard touchdown run after Lauderdale County was fumbled the football. And one play later, Vinemont finally has lightning striking in a bottle on a 20-yard touchdown scampered by Bo Wright.
Parker is extending their lead over West Point. It's now Parker 28, West Point 9, with about 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter there. And again, Gaston and Cold Springs. Only a one-point ball game there. Gaston 27, Cold Springs 26, with about 5 minutes left in the ball game. On first down, Bolin on a quarterback keeper gets back to the line of scrimmage, and not much doing there on that carry.
They actually brought in Gage Bailey to run the quarterback position now. That's number one. So they're trying to get some of these other guys some playing time. We got number nine checking in, Colby Nicholas, at halfback there with Gage Bailey. Seeing some fresh white jerseys out there. This Coach Alan Scott wanted to let some of these younger guys that hadn't played much this season get a few snaps here at the end of the ball game.
So Bailey from the shotgun now. Going to hand it off to Kobe Nichols. Nichols gets to the 40 and out to the 41-yard line. A good 7-yard scamper that time by Kobe Nichols.
Yeah, Tommy, I look down here on the sideline. I see Bo Wright and also Trey Guthrie. Some of the seniors have been playing hard all night. They're standing over on the sideline, letting some younger players come in and spell them, that quarterback and running back. Across the way, you got Mark Osborne, number 22. He checks in. He's a sophomore. And, he stands just to the right of number 32, deep right in the backfield.
Bailey from the shotgun again on third down and 4. He's going to keep it, runs forward. He's got a first down and more across the 45 and out to the 47-yard line is Gage Bailey.
They fumbled the football, though, Tommy, in Fort Lauderdale. Unless they marked him, his forward progress down. But the ball did come out. It was recovered, but I believe they're going to say he was down by contact. Yeah, they do. They're going to keep the football. Vinemont picks up a first down by some hard running that time behind the feet of number one, Gage Bailey. Bailey, a freshman. He's 5'9". They don't have a weight listed. But he looks like a pretty good-looking quarterback out there, able to handle the duties under center.
First and 10 for Vinemont now from their own 47-yard line. Some reserves starting to come in the ball game for Lauderdale County. Clock is running. 4:50 left to play in the ball game. Nicholas again on the handoff. He squirts up to the 50, and he's knocked down right about midfield. About a 3-yard carry that time for Kobe Nicholas.
Yeah, Kobe Nicholas, good running that time. Good play fake that time. I thought, number one, Gage Bailey still had the football and was thinking he was going to be sacked for a loss, but he actually did hand that ball off to Kobe Nicholas, and he picks up some decent yardage there, sets up second down and about 7 yards as the Eagles about to cross midfield again with 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter, trailing 54-6.
Second down and 8 for Vinemont now from midfield, working right to left. Gage Bailey again running straight ahead, and he's got to pick up a yard and get into Tiger territory at the 49-yard line.
And picks up a yard there. It's going to be third down and 6.5, 7 yards. See if you can get Bailey and Nicholas back here and pick up some yardage and move these chains once again. Let these guys that are coming in to spell get them a little bit more playing time.
Clock rolling, 3.5 minutes to go now. It's 54-6, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. Vinemont's got the ball, third down and 6. Hand it back on the near side, rumbling and stumbling down to near the first down markers, number 32. That's a good carry that time for Vinemont. That's going to be
Mark Osborne.
Mark Osborne, yeah, good carry.
Another first down. It only took 3.5 quarters, and they finally got the offense moving out here.
3 minutes to go in the ball game. 54-6, Lauderdale County leading Vinemont. It's 1st and 10, Vinemont now from the Tiger 42-yard line. Gage Bailey in a quarterback. Kobe Nicholas in the backfield, and also 22 back there. That's Mark Osborne. And that's the Vinemont Eagle High School marching band. Nicholas with the handoff. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's met hard there by a couple of Tigers. He'll be lucky if they get him back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, they're going to mark him backwards about 2 yards, about a 2-yard loss that time for Kobe Nicholas.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because they've got the new guys in there. They've got number 32, deep right. He's in the backfield as well as number 22, Mark Osborne. And then now deep right comes out, number 11, Alonzo, and he's a freshman. He checks in there at running back. He'll flank just to the side of Gage Bailey and run in front of Kobe Nicholas. He's a small guy, but they got him kind of running a little bit of a fullback position in a weird-looking backfield set right now that Vinemont's running.
On second down and 12, Bailey on a quarterback keeper runs forward for about 4 yards down inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. It's a final in Addison. The Cleveland Panthers have defeated the Addison Bulldogs 13-6, and with 1 minute left in the ballgame, Cold Springs and Gaston still a 1-point ball game, 27-26. Gaston leading Cold Springs. Still trailing, we saw there was 20.
Takes a snap. Ball's forward. He's going to get back to about the line of scrimmage as the Tigers were in the backfield all over that time. He was able to make something out of nothing. It was a little bit of a high snap. He had to get the ball away quick. Ball's forward. Picks up maybe 1 yard. It's going to be 4th and 7, it seems.
33 seconds left in the Gaston Cold Springs game, but Cold Springs has the ball and they're driving. We'll try to keep you updated on that one, too. Vinemont's got the ball here, but they trail Lauderdale County 54-6 with 50 seconds left in the ball game. Kobe Nicholas again on the handoff, and he's tripped up right about the 40-yard line. He fails to pick up the first down, so Lauderdale County will take over on downs with 35.9 seconds left to go in the ball game. They'll probably take this one, snap it, and take a knee, and this first round playoff game will come to a close. And a Vinemont, another playoff.
We've got 35 seconds, as Tommy mentioned. It's 54-6. And kind of look for the Tigers just to kneel down on this one. It looks like they're going to come out in that victory formation. And Noah Bishop, quarterback, he's just going to – actually, no, they're going to run a play out of that, Tommy.
Lauderdale County hands it off straight ahead, running for about 14 yards up to midfield. And the clock will stop on a first down run. 20 seconds left to go on this one. They'll start it back up with the moving of the chains, and maybe that will be the last play of the ball game. Should have been. Really no sense in running plays now. You can take a knee.
Yeah, 10 seconds to go. They're going to try to snap the ball one last time.
They run straight ahead again.
And that's your ball game, folks. It's 54-6 is the way we finish out the first round of the first playoffs for your Vinemont Eagles.
Final score, Lauderdale County 54 and Vinemont 6. We'll wrap this one up when we come back in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
Back at Robert Earl Grisham Stadium on the campus of Lauderdale County High School, the Lauderdale County Tigers have just defeated the Vinemont Eagles by a score of 54-6 in a first-round playoff game. And Jason, from start, it looked like the Vinemont Eagles were going to come out and really try to take control. They held them three and out, and then on the ensuing Lauderdale County punt, Vinemont fumbled that punt, and that was really the last glimpse of hope that we were able to see tonight from Vinemont.
Yeah, the first series on defense, I was really impressed with the way Vinemont were able to shut down this high-powered offense of the Lauderdale County Tigers. But on that punt, I think someone let the air out of the tires, and the Vinemont Eagles almost just were emotionally out of the game for pretty much the entire game until they got that touchdown late in the fourth quarter off that fumbled recovery, which set up the 20-yard touchdown bow, or 20-yard touchdown run by number 25, Bo Wright. And just a final here to let you know that Gaston has defeated Cold Springs, Parker has defeated West Point, and the Lauderdale County Tigers have defeated the Vinemont Eagles. So all three teams from Coleman County that were in the playoffs have all three been defeated. So unfortunately, that's going to mean that's going to be at the end of our broadcasting season, as we are only going to be able to bring you football from inside the county. And sadly enough, I was kind of looking forward to going again next week.
Yeah, you hate to see it come to a close. I want to say a special thank you to Jay Fuller, who gave us this opportunity. I kept harassing Jay with emails saying, please let us do some football. And Jay, I hope we made you proud. And you at home listening, I hope that we made you proud listening to football this season on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Yeah, and if you like what you hear, do us a favor. Tell a friend, because next season we're going to come back and we'll actually know ahead of time, before 2 weeks before the season starts, that we're going to have a broadcast team.
Right.
And we're going to get out and spread the word, and hope you do. If you've enjoyed what you've heard out of Tommy and myself, tell a friend and make sure that they know that, you know, when they want to hear a good quality broadcast, to tune in to 95.5, listen live on the website or on the TuneIn radio app. And I'd like to say a special thanks as well to Jay and everybody back at the station
for giving us this opportunity. Thanks a bunch. And I'd also like to say thank you to my beautiful, lovely wife who's waiting patiently at home for me to come home from this icebox where we were calling a football game tonight. Turn the heat up, baby. I'll be home in about an hour and a half.
Friday Night Live is brought to you in part each and every week by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Otis Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Reynolds, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Curetti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Once again, your final score, the Lauderdale County Tigers, 54, and the Vinemont Eagles, nothing. For Jason Curetti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying thanks for listening to Friday Night Live, and I want to take a moment and say a special thanks to my girls back home as well. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes into being away from home every Friday night in ball games, and my two girls back home put up wanting to be away from home during ball games. So I wanted to take a moment and say a special thank you to Zoe and to my special beautiful wife Angela back home, who let me come out and do what I enjoy doing. And because I have an opportunity, I've got something in store just for you, sweetheart. This one is for you as we go back to music now on Live 95. It's Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, because I do love you just the way you are. Good night, everybody.
So beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see your face. Tell her every day. Oh, you know, I'd never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. Make a big move.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will, we will.
Got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRKM-LP Coleman.
Star in the Book of Liars by a name. They hung a star in the Book of Liars by a name. charms dancing in a frozen crystal dawn. Here's one left stranded at the zero crossing, with a whole of his half-life left to carry on. But the world's much larger than it looks today, and if my bad luck ever blows me back this way, well, I just look in my book of liars for you.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Want to take a moment also to thank the guys who were froze pretty good tonight, Tommy and Jason, for bringing Friday Night Live. And while we're in the mood of dedicating songs to people, this one is going out to the girlfriend of many, many years. This is for you, Melissa. Thanks for helping to create Live 95.
Something small, take what you need and we disappear. Without a trace, we'll be gone, gone. The moon and the stars will follow the calm. And then when we get to the ocean, we're gonna take a boat to the end of the world. To the end of the world. On when the kids are old enough, we're gonna teach them to